How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This is Frank in Manhattan. 9/11, a national holiday. What do you think, Frank?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What do you think? What do you think, Frank?
Is this me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, I actually have never called a radio show before. This sounds interesting.
Well, here's what we do. First-time callers don't wait. If you're a first-time caller, I don't make you wait. I put you right on the air.
Oh, thanks. I've never called a radio show before, but I like listening to the interaction between people and the show hosts and hearing other people's opinions. And you're filling a void. And speaking of filling a void, how long do you think it'll be before the Don and Mike show are back on in New York City?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath for that, Frank.
Why do you suppose that would be?
I don't know. Don't they have some sort of contest where if, like, you can call me and say their names, you get a prize? Is that the deal here?
No, actually, it's not that at all. It's if I,
very good.
Don and Mike. Oh, God.
I hope he gets a prize, though, for that.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Who are these people?
Shut up, shut up!
Simply music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Shut up!
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly. How you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal, I guess. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
Shut up, shut up!
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through? I smoke marijuana every other day. You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that. Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care. Screw the establishment. Use drugs. Get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. Hey, how can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Shut up, shut up!
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it. I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z. because I'm going to be in a porno movie.
I hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, does anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind hearing.
Come on. Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum?
So find Sabian.
Bowling trophy.
Now get me Sabian!
Huh? Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Taking a sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Hi-o.
Hi-o.
Hi, Paul.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No.
Ah, here they come.
I hate them.
Our legal team.
Defense!
You know what they say.
Defense!
Actually, no, it just goes against what they say.
Defense!
It's a true story.
These guys.
He's a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Stewart!
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
You guys.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, their comedy is partly shtick. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Hiya, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. Originating from our flagship radio station, the WJFK-FM.
What a great flagship it is.
In Washington, D.C. New episode of this Tuesday, June 17-ered.
Tuesday!
Right. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. From those cities that we choose to take calls from. That's about everybody. If you call, we'll take your call. Canada. Yeah, you've got a problem with
listen to that, boy.
800-636-1067 in D.C. 202-432-1067. Look at him not wearing a blouse today, an actual man's shirt.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There he is. Look at him.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know, Buzz. The question is...
Yeah. Is anyone listening?
Oh, just shut up.
Shut up!
Finally.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yeah.
The
show is on the air. I know you're busy picking up all of my Bill O'Reilly tapes.
Yes.
Man, do I love that.
I need you to load this, though.
You got a second?
Yeah.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you grow about five arms?
Yeah, I'd be okay. I'll work
during the show today?
Octopus Robbie.
Is it possible that you could have sex with one of your cousins and then deliver me a child that has five arms who we could use as a production assistant on this show?
Who would then have to get, I'm going to have to get permission from my cousin.
And it would be like a cousin that would eat Rob. The baby would eat Rob afterwards to get all of Rob's knowledge.
Right.
But you'd be out of best buddy.
I'd have a new best buddy, though. I'd have like a mini Rob. Like
you'd have a mini Rob with eight arms.
Dr. Evil with his mini me.
Arms coming out of his back, his head.
Wow. Anyway, listen, here's why I need Rob to load the music in. That I know a lot of you guys love strip trivia, and I know that a lot of you go, strip trivia. Well, today we're doing a game. We've made a last-minute change because that's how crazy and that's how spur-of-the-moment we are.
Yeah. Right.
We're playing the Nude Pyramid today.
Wonderful.
Wow. Instead of strip trivia.
Does that mean we can play strip trivia at a later date? Because, I mean, this always bodes well for me because it's like more nudity the show.
We'll get two couples coming in here today. I think they'll give it maybe up to five, but only two of them are actually here now.
Well, that's the way it always works.
So what we're going to do is, you know, that I think we've done this once before. We did it once with strippers just because they're just so stupid. This would be a husband and wife and a boyfriend and a girlfriend, I think, playing against each other. That famous game, the $20,000 pyramid, where they, you know, you give them clues, and I guess the whatever the topic is, they guess the questions in 30 seconds. And if whoever wins the round, the losing team, the husband and wife, the boyfriend and girlfriend, they have to take off an article of clothing. And by the end of the pyramid, the nude pyramid, one of these couples will be absolutely bone naked. And the other couple will win $1,000. But just for showing up, the other one get $500.
Isn't that nice?
Very cool.
I forgot what I do on this game. It's been a long time.
You have fun.
No, I do. I do
keep
something.
Score.
I keep score?
Yeah, okay. Both teams.
Like also, I do on the other game.
And remember that today we introduce the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, this is where Rob and I get nutty because, you know, we want the show, this show that we're doing today, this feature, to be as much like the real TV game show as possible.
Be true to the feature.
And if you remember, if you're like me or Rob, one of the people who really tragically just have no life, and remember the rules to every TV game show ever, you remember on the actual $20,000 pyramid, later to become the $100,000 pyramid, and now simply known as Pyramid.
I thought it was the $25,000 pyramid.
It was 20, then, actually, first it was 10.
Right.
Then it went to 25.
Right.
Then it went to 100.
Right, okay.
I think there was 20 and 25, wasn't there?
I think so.
And then the 100.
I don't ever remember a $20,000
pyramid. And then it was just Pyramid, which it is now with Donny Osmond.
Well, how much money can you make?
Today?
Yes.
$1,000.
No. Today on the TV show. If it's just Pyramid, how come they don't have a dollar value with it?
I don't know how much you can make.
I don't know that there's a ceiling, Mike.
Every time I turn every time I turn it on, it's people like Fred Savage. And I go, I don't want to see Fred Savage.
No. Gary Valentine has done that show.
Yeah, one day, did I call you or did you call?
I'm really excited.
I called Rob. I said, hey, turn on Channel 7. This is how low they've gone. It's Kevin James' brother playing the Pyramid game.
Yeah. Pyramid.
Wow. The Pyramid. So, anyway, one point of the Pyramid game is that when you've got the seven topics up there on your pyramid board, one of them is the Lucky Seven.
Lucky Seven.
And if you get all seven, you win a bonus prize. And today that bonus prize will be the Apple iPod.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Very nice. Anyway, listen, I think this is highly listenable. We've done it with strippers. We're going to try it with real people today.
It's probably a little more fun because there'll be probably better answers.
And, I think it's a better game than strip trivia because it's not us asking impossible trivia questions and people going, oh, geez, I don't know. Okay, we'll take off an article of clothing. You can actually play along at home and try to guess what the answers are. And we still get naked people and people still get to win money.
And I think everybody's happy. I think the contestants are happy. We're happy. And most importantly, the listening audience is happy.
And we're working on that. I promise you, I'm trying this web thing. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Well, we want pictures of the people to be able to put on WJFK.com.
Sure.
But as it turns out, the guy who runs WJFK.com is on vacation this week.
Seems to be a popular week for that. I guess the weeks leading up to the 4th are usually vacation time for some people.
Yeah, and I know two people who have vacation coming up very soon.
Absolutely.
So be very careful what you say.
I will. I mean, I have no animosity towards people who take vacation.
God bless them.
So, I say more power to them.
I say bravo to them.
I say bravo. Yeah, if you've earned them, take them.
Right.
If you run them, take them. the people, are they here yet? I mean, I'd like to know. I'm kind of flying blind. One couple is here, so we're still waiting for the second couple. I'd like to introduce them to you here in the opening segment and get the game started, but why should anything go like
this? Well, it's another rainy day in Washington, and traffic's just been awful out there today, so that may account for it.
I'm beyond complaining about it. I mean, I'm really
accepting
of it now. I think really We live in Seattle, and we have to get used to it. It's going to rain every day.
Mm-hmm. Seattle, but with traffic.
Yes.
What I like
I think Seattle has traffic.
I didn't have traffic in Seattle. What I like is that now on the 7-day forecast, You know, they're trying their best to do anything just to make you feel better.
A carrot on a stick.
Because every day is just clouds and 60.
So horrible.
At least Saturday, in big letters, it says, first day of summer. You know, and
right.
See, the poor weather schmucks, you know, going, well, at least we got Saturday to look forward to, the first day of summer, although it'll probably feel like April.
Yeah, I'm going up to Maine for my vacation, and based on the weather here, I'm bringing parkas.
Yeah, that's a good
because
idea.
Because that's just, I mean, what you know, I was walking around last night, and I just couldn't believe the way it felt. Felt like November.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Strange.
I thought I saw snow.
What can you do? And I thought we were supposed to, wasn't there something called global warming?
Well, yeah. Global warming, that is what is causing all of this.
I don't believe that.
Of course you don't.
I want to tell you, but also, I didn't believe it last year when they said we were in a drought.
Right.
And look at us now. Now, every time it rains.
What is that?
We get a flood warning.
We call that temperature and climatic extremes.
Mm. All I know is.
You see, you get extremes in the climate because we're destroying the planet.
Well, who cares?
And I know.
And you're one to talk. You drive an SUV, and so do I.
All we need to do is really squeeze 40 more years out of it, because that's all we're going to be around for anyway. I mean, we can get to stick around for 40.
You know, 40. I'll give Julia a call and tell her that, Rob.
What about Robert and Julia?
They'll figure something out.
Here's what's going to happen with this weather, and you know what's going to happen. Right. Maybe in the next day or two, really, because the weather forecasters don't have an idea. Mm. All of a sudden, it's just going to be 95.
Yeah,
it's just like one day.
Well, we've gotten a taste of that. When we do get a brief break, it shoots up to the mid-80s.
You're going to wake up, and it's just all of a sudden, it's just going to be that absolute, you know, your balls are sticking to the seat of your car.
This is like more winter. I mean, I don't plan anything outdoors anymore. Mm. I used to get up this time of year, and I would have a million things I'd be doing outside. Yep. I'd be playing with my kids.
The thing,
I'd be playing golf. I'd be going fishing.
You should still plan those things, because you can't base anything on the weather forecast. Mm. Much like I found out over the weekend when my wife was in Ocean City and my son's in Ocean City. And I called her up and I said, I'm not coming down there. The forecast says it's going to be awful. And she said, oh, come on down. Just be with us. And I got there. And when I get to Ocean City, they're saying in Ocean City, cloudy with a high of 66 while it was sunny in 85.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at me. I got sunburned this weekend in Ocean City.
It just doesn't matter.
Because the weather was just so ridiculous.
Where is it good? I was looking at one of those weather maps of the entire country, and I believe the entire country it's raining.
Yeah, it sucks everywhere.
I think it's good somewhere.
Now, hold on. I'm going to take out the trusty DJ's companion on the USA Today
USA
weather
Today,
map.
Darling.
Look here, and look
hello.
At the precipitation.
Don Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Hey, calling from Vermont.
Hi.
It looks like we're going to not be listening to you too much longer.
Why is that?
Well, you know, what are we going to pay you guys in, cows and chickens, or?
Listen, please.
Hey, you own the radio station, pal?
Hey, everybody.
Johnny Positivo calling.
I said this yesterday, I'm going to try to say it again today. We're backing off on, we made our statement, we've got the company's attention now.
Good. I believe it might be a nice day in Cleveland.
It's nice in Vermont today.
Is it nice? Is it? Wait a minute.
Wichita looks
like. Cleveland don't count.
Well, see, the map is completely inaccurate then. What do you mean nice?
For 20, you, nice, 80 like, degrees.
Is it really?
Well, you can tell because he sounds so happy.
Listen, we're going to try to avoid this whole syndication thing.
I hope so, because we've been listening to you up here for quite a while.
I don't mean we're going to avoid talking about it, because it's just a waste of time. We've made our point. We now have our behind-the-scenes people looking into it, and that's all we're going to say about it.
It's kind of what we do. It's the same kind of thing that we do when our contract is up. And
Do you guys remember what you had for a share up here? I remember it was like 30... A 30 share.
An astronomical share. It's fantastic. Just please understand this, and we really don't want to talk about this, so please don't anybody else call and bring this up. You got to understand, we've been behind the scenes with this company trying to work out these problems that we've had, and the only way to get any reaction is to talk about it on the radio. That's the only way to get anything done in this company. Mike and I have been working with these people for 12 years. I'm telling you, it's how we got syndicated in the first place. It's how we've gotten every contract redone.
We make a little noise, it gets the door open, and then we kind of lay low and let the people that do that type of thing do it. That's what's happening right now, and I think that it's fair for us to let everybody know that, because we certainly did enough talking about it in the last few days.
And it is our goal now to move away from that.
Yeah.
We're still going to let you know it's 319. We're still going to do that. Mm-hmm. But as far as all of the other stuff we had, we said everything that we had to say. And I think you people take it a little too seriously. When you look at it in totality, out of a four-hour show, if Mike and I spend 25 minutes bitching about something, that's a small percentage out of mm-hmm. out of one show.
And you know, really, it's our experience, it's the only way to get things moving. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't even know if they're moving yet. Mm-hmm. But we started it, and we're going to see what happens, and hopefully things can get worked out.
But know this, like, you know, Jerry Maguire had a mission statement. We have a mission statement here now. Our mission statement is, now that we've gotten the attention of the lawyers and of the corporate people, just to back off.
Let them do it. That's what they're...
We're just going to do the show.
That's what they do.
And if it ends up on your station, that's mm-hmm. great. We hope it does.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
And for anybody that might be listening in the building, you know, that's it. We just want them to know that we're letting people that are more qualified do that.
Yeah.
So don't talk to us about it.
Which means stop coming in here. Like all morning long, like we've been screaming and everything. Don't come in here 5 minutes before the show and open the door and go, "Hey, buddy, how's it going?" You know, just stay away.
So, I mean, now it's with the people that do that.
Good.
And it's not because we're mad. It's not because it's the way it's supposed to be done.
Talk to the hand. although I want to tell you something, that this is not a positive station image. Rob, would you bring me this picture?
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with our constant moaning and complaining. I want you to know that this is something that is in this building. Someone has put up a staff photo from a Christmas party. How many years ago was this, Robbie?
Golly.
Three?
No, more than that.
Golly.
That's a long time
ago. Golly, Mr. Wilson. Jeep.
Anyway, the top of there's about 75 people in this picture.
Right.
And someone has written on the top of the picture, "Synergy." And they put an X through all of the people who no longer work here.
I would
here.
Love to look at that.
And there are exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people out of 75 who worked here 3.5 years ago.
Wow. That's, you know, if we were a football team, they'd be talking about that.
And mm-hmm. somebody put that up on the wall today.
This is a rebuilding.
So, I mean, when you think that all we do is come on and bitch and complain, mm-hmm. you should know that it's the prevailing attitude around this building. I mean, the people who work here are putting up graffiti about this place. So every day we're coming in, we're trying, you know, like today, Mike and I were talking before the show. We have a big, long, drawn-out conversations with lawyers, and we both are talking to each other and said, you know what, let's make a pact. Today we're going to go in and let's just leave it all behind us.
Right.
But we walk through the door, and the first thing we see is someone who works here. It's put up a giant picture in the studio with all the people who, for whatever reason, been fired or kicked out or quit.
Oh, this is so sad.
And it says Synergy on it.
We missed some of them. There's one I... God, I miss Ralph Renzi.
The Italian Stallion?
Yeah. There he is. Hasn't been the same.
Yeah, look at that mallet head.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
So anyway, you should just know that this attitude that I guess that we're guilty of prevailing on you, it prevails on us when we walk through the doors here. This is not the happiest place on earth. What are you looking at?
Mike's pointing someone out in the picture.
Hey, she's looking good. Do you think she was drunk in that picture?
I think so, yeah, absolutely.
Think so? So, anyway, hi, welcome to the show. And, see, now this, guys...
This is not translating very well.
No, it's not.
It's a picture, and we shouldn't be playing with it.
And you know what, I think, if you...
I'm really mesmerized by it. You want it back?
Well, here's the thing, what I think. I think that this picture, and I'm not going to rat out the person who put the picture up, but I think rather than put it here in the air studio where only the disc jockeys can enjoy it, mm-hmm. it should be put out in the hallway.
I like that.
Where the entire staff can see it.
I think it's a fascinating picture.
Yeah.
To know the feeling. So, well, Rob, I won't make you be the bad guy, but find someone to go out and post that if you wouldn't mind.
It is. It's riveting, isn't it? When you look at that, you're looking at a little slice of your life.
I really miss Rick McClure.
Who was Rick McCall? Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember that guy.
Both McClures are no longer with us.
Yeah, right.
The McClure brothers.
The black one and the white one.
Right.
Yeah. And the white one was a Jew. Remember that day we had that game?
Yes.
No one could believe that Jim McClure, Big Gum Jim, was a Jew?
Well, you don't think of McClure as a Jewish name.
That doesn't sound like it.
That was a busy day.
So anyway, that's
our goal, is to just come in and do the show because we've set our piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've been like animals. We've staked out our territory.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, and I mean this sincerely, we apologize for having, if you thought we wasted your time by talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
There's really no other way we know how to do this.
Yeah.
And you know, we do, if we could do it another way, we would. But it just seems to get people's eyes open. You know, because we're really ignored if we don't do that.
I want to tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff, though, that I think everybody agrees that they love hearing. And this is just how effed up the radio industry is. Not just this station,
right,
but all radio stations.
True.
In particular, Ed, now I have an article here. I love bringing in articles from the radio newspapers. Because I'm a radio guy. I've been in radio 30 years. And I get this thing, R&R, Radio and Records. And, you know, I jumped around so much so early when I was a young baby DJ that every once in a while, I'm in this thing all the time where they've got this feature. It's 25 years ago,
right?
15 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm constantly on this feature every other week with my picture,
cool,
saying, you know, 25 years ago, Don Geronimo,
right,
13Q in Pittsburgh. And then like 2 weeks later, it says, 25 years ago, Don Geronimo went to 99X New York. And like 3 months later, it says, 25 years ago, Don Geronimo went to WOKY Milwaukee.
Right.
So I'm a subscriber to this magazine, which is, in essence, Billboard,
mm-hmm,
for a new generation. And I subscribe to it because I love radio, even as effed up as it is. But I find what I love most about radio and records are the articles that they have for radio stations and DJs about how they can do things better.
Yes.
And the article that I've selected today, and I guess, let me know when these people are here, because I'm ready to start.
Okay.
But as long as we got on the thing about talking about our situation, let me just point out another part about radio, because I do like pulling the curtain back so you can see just really how stupid radio people are. How do you improve flow and ratings? I'm flow.
And I'm ratings.
Promote the benefit to get your core audience to listen longer.
Promote the benefit?
Yes. This is an article by a douchebag named John Lund. And I like all of these consultants, I have experience with him. My experience with him comes from radio station WNDE in Indianapolis.
Windy.
Windy 1260. When he was the guy that sat me down and said, "You're really fantastic, but the problem is, you just don't know when to shut up." And, you know, that's when I would fight the battle with these guys.
Yeah.
Right. Really, daily, about records.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a record had a 25-second intro, I would talk for all 25 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, "Sometimes, why don't you just surprise the audience and only talk for 10 seconds? And I'd say, "Well, I don't want to surprise the audience." Like, the audience is sitting out there, and you're listening to, you know, back in the day, Top 40. Like, you'd be listening, and you'd go, "Well, that's odd. He only talked for 10 seconds.
You know, and there was a movement. Wasn't there a movement at a certain point with program directors that were telling DJs to do that? And I remember when I was a young DJ hearing that the first time on a big station. And it was so awkward.
If you can't say it in 8 seconds, it isn't worth saying. I remember hearing that.
Here was another one that I used to hate. What they wanted you to do was, and they called it an inverted segue.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that you would be talking on the ass of one record, mm-hmm, and then you would say, "Hey, it's 3:30 on WNDE," and then you'd hit the next record.
Right, hot dog.
You know, that just, or like, this is the record in the background. All right, that's tap dancing. I'm Don. It's 3:28 on WNDE. Then I would sit there and think to myself, I'm wasting all this time when I could be flapping my gums and talking. And this was a great one.
I mean, back in the days where songs were made to be intros. They were made to be talked over.
This was a PSA. This was a call-in. This is a weather, sunny, high 61. Rain tomorrow, high 75. Temperature now 74 at WJFK.
Green-eyed lady.
That's a great talk-up right there.
That's so beautiful.
And here's one that they used to, I've got an awful CD here. But for instance, I'm going to get to this new thing. Here's another one they used to yell about. They used to say, don't talk over the intro of this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong cut. It's a dumb Partridge Family record.
This one. On the label, it said 00 intro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it starts like this. So technically they're singing, right?
Yeah, they think it's a vocal.
So when I would play it, I would go, WOKY, Waukee in Milwaukee. Hey, this is Don, and how about that crazy David Cassidy, everybody? WOKY. Yeah.
And really, the background vocals, the ba-ba-ba, is like an instrumental anyway.
That's right. And right away...
But sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Right away, the dude would call me up on the hotline, and he'd say, hey, what does the label say? And I'd say, 00.
They are singing.
That
you are not to talk when they are singing.
And I'll tell you something else. Let me fast forward. Because I used to try to just always fit in as many words as possible. A song like this one, a bad song like this, or whatever it was. Song has about a minute left. As soon as it would get close to the end, like right here, I jump in.
WOKY. In Milwaukee.
This morning, oops, hold on. I woke up
with not quite to the end.
Not there yet. Hold on.
Okay. You never heard that in the old days.
No. There is no cure for. She is so slow.
Okay, here we go. Song's got about a minute 10 left. When it got close, like here, this is where I'd jump in. I'd start talking, I'd go, I will, but I think better still, I better. I'll stick around and love you. Hey, let me ask you to your face.
WOKY.
They drive a big bus. They're on ABC. It's his half mom. It's David Cassidy. I think I love you. This is Big Don. And I'm rocking. I'm fun loving. WOKY.
And without a doubt, the guy would call me up.
Sure.
Immediately.
And go nuts.
Yeah. And he'd go,
even though that's funny and it's just a bubblegum record.
He would say, you jumped in like with 35 seconds left in the record. And the reason is, I wanted to talk. I wanted to entertain the audience.
Well, I think that's what started your long love affair with program directors.
So, now, moving to today's audience. Oh, and the couples are here, and we'll start the pyramid in a second. Moving on to today's radio. That's what I dealt with back in the day when I was a baby DJ.
Right.
Fortunately, Mike and I don't have to deal with this now in our format that we have. But for those disc jockeys that still have to play records...
Right.
You've got, and this guy, John Lund, was a guy that hotlined me all the, he was the consultant at Windy and Indy, and it was just on my ass all the time. Let me see. Talent should be selling listener benefits all the time. Use liners, with stuff written for disc jockeys to say, to connect with what listeners are doing and tie the station to daily activities. Help your listeners use the station with listener usage liners. For example.
I know, isn't it ridiculous?
Instructions, yeah.
For example. And I'll just put a record in here and I'll read some of these that they've got. Listen to K103 when taking the kids to soccer on Saturday. Here's another one. K103 sounds great when you're driving around the mall looking for a parking spot.
You know what I equate this with, and I've always had a theory about golf instructors, guys that make a living. I believe these consultants do the same thing. You take what is relatively simple, what is relatively easy, and you turn it into something more complicated than it needs to be, and that way, you have a job forever.
Right. Okay, now let me give you another one here. Because he's got about five of them here.
He's got about five of these jive.
You could listen to that guy. I would guarantee you what you just read. You could listen to that guy prattle on for 6 hours talking about why that, and it's such BS.
Here's, again, what Heath says is a perfect break.
K103, ease your workday tensions with great music on K103.
Ease your workday tensions.
Sounds
great.
Let's see.
Thanks for that.
Building great ratings.
I mean, who are you speaking to? Idiots.
Right.
Building great ratings depends on consistently promoting ahead. Never go into a stop set without teasing ahead.
No, I agree with that.
Give listeners something to look forward to. But the guy, let me get to the meat.
I mean, the concept of that is solid.
Let me get to the meat of this article.
Ease your workday tensions.
Let me see. Use the benefit in the opening line of your liners for the disc jockeys to hook the listeners. For example.
So silly.
Cruise the Caribbean this summer. Or, win $100 today at noon. Or, get a free tank of gas on K103 this morning. Now, Buzz, you're going to like this. Here are John Lund's laws of programming.
Excellent.
And some of them have to do with news.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, here's what people are doing wrong and how they can do it right.
I'll take notes.
Here's the feature. And I'm reading this from a magazine that disc jockeys read that is supposed to teach them how to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. So, the feature is what the disc jockey says, which is wrong, is... News is next.
Yeah,
wrong.
That's bad.
What you want to say is, want a $500 tax refund today? Stay tuned. Here's another one.
Uh-huh.
Weather coming up.
Wrong. Not the way you're supposed to do it.
Really?
Use sunscreen today. Lots of sun is forecast. Weather's coming up.
Here's another.
You've given the weather.
Yeah.
So you've defeated your purpose.
Right.
Feature. Disc jockey says. Celebrity birthdays are next.
Well, that's just wrong in principle.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says the right way to do it is,
say, who's the only singer to have 3 number one hits in 1 month? Find out next. Like, you as the listener are going to listen longer because the disc jockey says this.
I don't care.
Here you go. Here's one. More music next on K103.
No.
Really, I was hoping for more music.
Elton John and Phil Collins are next on K103.
Mm.
See, now for me, that's a reason to tune out.
Right.
I might listen if they said more music, but if you're going to...
Yeah, I don't... The concept of pre-promoting going into your break is very solid, but it's the items that he's pre-promoting, for example, I would say, you know, I'm going to eat a bug. Coming up.
Now I'm listening.
That makes you stay through the commercial.
Yeah. Elton John should put on sunscreen. Hold on.
Now, Buzz, John, here you go.
Very careful. News is next. Celebrity birthdays, and I'm going to eat a bug.
Tease news to hook in the listeners.
Huh.
Here you go, Buzz. So this would be some good advice for you. Tease news.
I'll have to try this.
The story teased should be of real interest to the average listener.
Sunscreen.
Huh.
The tease
bug eating
should have a sense of importance and significance. The story should be topical, not something that could occur at any time.
Bugs!
Bugs are eating the world. That story next.
Grab the listener's attention in the first few words by relating something surprising. And in Buzz's case, it could be, I'm not wearing underpants.
There you go.
I'm going commando.
Now, here's what kills me, and I mean this literally, and listen to what this guy John Lund writes, and you'll understand. Most important, this is the last item in his article, sell the benefit, not the feature. Instead of saying, K103 News is next, say, how did 2 local children die last night?
Oh.
Next on K103.
God almighty.
Oh, dear.
Want to hear the best news tease? It would be something like this, all right? It would go exactly like this.
Right.
Experts say there is a very good chance the world will come to an end. And this time, They're serious. That story next.
You know, I'm all for, you know, if it bleeds, it leads and all that other stuff. But
and then, of course, when you get to your story, it's really not serious.
Anyway.
That happened.
Is, you know, sell listener benefits. This makes your show and disc jockey sound more interesting and helps create excitement. Have your disc jockeys read lines that sell one of the station's unique several qualities twice an hour. This helps listeners better use the station. Consider one of the best benefits of listening is staying tuned. Your daily newspaper may get thrown on your doorstep, but never throw away the news. Let's see.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah. Now, and here's his final tips. Witness how your own local TV station promotes its newscast. Devote time to watching network magazine shows like 2020 and Dateline. Syndicated shows like Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood are great show prep.
They all want to control their disc jockeys' lives.
They do.
And that's what it's all about. They want it. These guys are mostly megalomaniacs. They really are.
Let's see. If the tease is coming up K103 weather, the listener response will be, duh, what's in it for me?
That's great.
Always lead with the benefit to the listener to grab attention. Get your umbrella. K103 weather's coming up. Disc jockeys should always lead with the benefit and not get hung up with teasing a feature name. And Buzz, the one you're going to like best.
Yes.
The bottom line for any disc jockey.
Here we go.
If you can say it in 20 seconds, you can really get the message across if you say it in only 10 seconds.
Right. And that's their whole thing.
Yeah. Isn't that
for the love of God, don't become bigger than the program director.
Isn't that anything else?
That's what it's all about.
Hey, listen to K103. When you're taking the kids to soccer on Saturday. This is Don. I want to say K103 sounds great when you're driving around the mall looking for a parking spot. And hey, everybody. How did two children get killed last night? That's coming up here on K103.
Horrible.
Mike brought up a really good point about never being bigger than the program director, and that can be really hard.
Work
for Jay.
Yeah. Little Jay. Anyway, this thing just, it cracks me up. It really makes me laugh. And the thought that there are disc jockeys that read this thing arrives at a radio station all dog-eared because every disc jockey gets it.
The young guys that are at small stations around the country will look at something like that, and they will say, you know, this is the way I should. And really, a lot of times, disc jockeys like that, if they're caught really early and brainwashed, they grow up to be program directors like that.
And they wonder why in the radio business, why in the small markets, there's no, like, minor league talent ready to take over.
They've been defeated.
Well, the reason is that if you work in a small market, you're never going to get the chance to break out and do your own show. Anyway.
I mean, really, that's what. And with all the technological innovations today and the options that people are beginning to get as far as what they listen to, I think now more than ever, personalities and people that talk, and not necessarily the cookie-cutter talk shows, but guys that are funny, we need them more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Anyway, John Lund.
Who doesn't want to laugh?
John Lund right here. Big
Rob. You do.
John Lund, I'm looking at you right now. Hey, douche. Look at this.
Don't
think that I don't remember 1979 in Indianapolis. You hotline me, you ass. See what I'm doing with this article right now? I want everybody to say.
Oh, dear.
Look at this.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, God.
I'm wiping my bottom with it. I'm wiping because I couldn't say it in 1978, but I can say it today, for God's sakes. WNDE, Windy 1260. John Lund is a moron. Someday I'll grow in this format, and I'll be able to work on a radio station where I can say, John Lund is retarded. Don't listen to what he says. Two children die. Coming up on K103.
Get right up. It's going to be shy.
God.
Wow.
Okay. So. Oh, that's fun. It's always fun, like, to remind guys, I think it's almost for people that are in the business that listen to that.
Everybody.
Don't pay attention to these guys.
When you hear a station like WASH or Q107, and you're wondering, just you know, when you ever, if you ever stop to just think, what the F are they doing?
Don't
blame the disc jockeys. They're being told by the dumb program directors who are being told by the dumb corporate guys.
Mm. Where's the rule that because a station is playing that kind of music, that you can't have somebody attempt to be themselves?
Mike, because then you run the risk of doing something that might be edgy.
Yeah.
You run the risk of somebody calling up and saying, hey, I didn't like that.
Do you know that, and we speak from a personality standpoint on this show, if you had everybody trying, everybody was out there, all people that did this thing, this disc jockey thing, and went out and tried to be personalities, you probably would have a lot of misses, but you'd have a few hits, too, and it would be a lot more fun to listen to radio.
You can look at it from a historical perspective. When the business was building 20, 30 years ago, it was get people to tune in. Now it's all about don't give them a reason to tune out.
Absolutely, and you know, you go back to the days, the old days, guys that you and I grew up listening to, even though they were playing records, they were fun to listen to. Uh-huh. They had, you know, guys like George Michael had interesting things to say.
Yeah. Oh.
And they'd say it over an intro.
Most
artists don't wear suits. That's
right.
What I always keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Guys with suits aren't.
Right.
They were entertainers.
They were. Rob, I don't think he's high. You know, whenever Buzz makes a deep statement.
Rob has done that every single time Buzz says something serious.
Whenever Buzz makes a deep statement, Rob gives us the old. You know,
yeah,
old,
Buzz loves that. Buzz loves that, too.
I don't think he's high. I think Buzz is a rebel.
Yeah.
But Buzz just doesn't scream and yell it.
That's right. Hey, but you know, seriously, you got former program director.
Right.
We couldn't do it.
No.
I hated it. It's the least favorite in my entire time in radio. Being a program director is the worst thing. I hated it with a passion.
So let's clear the lines.
Let's clear the air.
Yeah, because now...
I need a rub down.
Well, Mike, I don't know if that's in your future, but the nude pyramid is.
Rob, put the oil away.
Let's get a call 100. We'll do the secret sound, and then we're going to meet our couples, and we're going to actually start... The nude pyramid.
Yeah, I got to remember what that game goes like.
I think you just kind of follow along.
I think I can do that.
And have fun.
Why should today be any different?
And keep score. Okay, beat the 100. You don't even have to keep score. You just follow along and have fun.
No, I want to feel important. Like I have a job.
Hello, you. Hold on. Hold on. Listen to this.
Man, I just want to stare at areolas.
That's your name.
I love that.
You
remember?
Got a job.
I really love that.
You got a job. You got a jingle.
I'm Lead Man.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
The Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Right, right.
Dogs love cheese, and people love the Don and Mike Show.
At 3:57. The weather just sucks. We discussed that. Rain tonight. Rain tomorrow. WJFK temp right now is 67. Baltimore temp is 63. Zilly, it's 68. Ocean City, 62. On the Don and Mike Broadcast Network. Time for a call 100. And it's time to pull down your underpants and listen to the radio. With the pyramid.
Yeah.
The nude pyramid.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
Don.
Hey, Don, where are you from?
Wilmington, Delaware.
All right, Don, get ready for this now. I need to know how far you're willing to drive. Because we have, this is a good prize. And if you don't want to drive, you don't have to. We do have tickets for the SunTrust Indy Challenge New York 100, Saturday, June 28th at Richmond International Raceway.
That's a little too far for me.
A little too far. Okay, let's try this. Tickets for Poison with Vince Neil and Skid Row. Sir?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
That would be at Nissan?
Nissan Pavilion.
Here. Yeah, that's out here in Virginia. Is that too far for you from Wilmington?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Pass on that.
Okay. How about something at Dover Raceway?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, we don't have anything there.
They,
sorry.
They just had the Dover race there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your DVD box set of Sex in the City.
All right.
Great, great.
Hope you like it, faggot. Complete fourth season, an exciting new release from HBO Home Video.
Before you give it to him, how far is it to your mailbox?
Listen, enjoy, and thank you for listening. Now you'll play for $1,000 with the secret sound, a common everyday sound. I wish I could offer you a clue, but we can't because the jackpot is, you know, $1,000. And for this show, that's a lot of money, so we'll just play you the sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
P.M. Dawn.
Oh, I like... Oh, you're going back in the day.
Yeah.
P.M. Dawn, and we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. I hope you're able to make your guess. Hope it's not too far from your mouth to the receiver of the telephone. Hold on, here you go. There it is again. I was surprised that race thing.
And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I had to put her right back with the rest.
That's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
And I believe it. I remember I was a PM Dawn fan. He was writing about Kelly Bundy, I think.
Yes. Yes.
I sang so in that song. For $1,000, name it and claim it. What is that sound?
Sounds like the opening of a briefcase.
That's right.
No, of course not. I'm kidding. That's like the dumbest answer.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. Stop that. It's wrong.
That's right.
We would, we would never put a briefcase opening in there.
Right.
Would we, Rob?
No!
So we're sorry.
So do you have fun?
Yes.
We did.
The briefcase thing, that's something that's never been one of the sounds that it's always guessed. But anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
Driving.
Hold on a second, please.
Thanks.
We'll do these Richmond Speedway tickets tomorrow.
I mean, I want to go to a race one of these days.
No, we got tickets, Mike.
Nah, I'm going to be out of town.
I know you are.
Isn't it the 28th?
I don't know when it is.
I think it's, you said June 28th, and I believe that's a very special day around here.
Can I read the card?
Hold on.
You're right. Saturday, June 28th.
Save the date.
Save the date.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, God. We've not even talked yet about the Broyhill-Herndon marriage.
Yes.
Just days away now. It's like...
I haven't gotten their wedding gift yet.
2 weeks away or something like that. 11 days away, she just said in my headphones. Did you hear that too, Bob?
I did, yes. She's very excited.
11 days away.
She's a little wired already, I can tell. I feel it today. She's
wired all the time,
yeah,
but now she's
gone a little crazy.
Hyper-wired
yeah.
With her Brides magazine. Well, let's bring in the couples. Is this Lisa or is this the couples?
No, it's the couples.
Here you go,
couples. Here comes couple number one.
Get ready.
Couple number two.
For the nude
Hello,
pyramid.
Couple.
I think you're actually going to like this maybe a little bit better than Strip Trivia because you, the audience, can play along now.
Do the guys have to go over on Buzz's side or they stay in the same room?
Everybody's in the same room for this one, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that.
See, the last time we did this with all strippers.
Yes. Yeah, let's say hi to our first couple, Carl and Andrea. Hi, guys.
D'Angela.
Angela.
Well, it says, Andrea. Look how many times we have it written down.
It says Angela.
Angela.
Angela, well.
That's a simple mistake. Sounds exactly the same.
Angela, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Are you and Carl married, or are you just shacking?
We're engaged.
Oh, engaged.
Wonderful.
And do you have a date yet, like the Broyhills do?
Yes. September 4th of 2004.
Hey.
Carl doesn't live in this country. We have to wait till he moves here.
Carl,
where are you from, Carl?
Where are you from? You what?
You're from England.
You're from England.
So you're in the process of moving over here permanently, or?
I'm in the process of finishing my job. I'm in the British Army at the minute.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be finishing my job and then move over here next year.
Oh, very good. Good for you.
Do you bend it like Beckham? Do you?
I can... Beat it with the best.
Yeah. What's that mean?
That's that guy from Manchester United that they made the movie about.
Oh, the soccer player.
The guy who's married to Posh Spice.
The guy that, like, turned down an incredible amount of money, right?
$48 million.
He said no?
Wow. Correct.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Our other couple is Aaron and Jen. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Mr. Ocean.
Aaron, if I could tell you, you have enchanted America with your role as Jim Carrey in When Harry Met Lloyd. married. Aaron and Jen, are you guys married?
Engaged.
And when's the big date for you guys?
August 9th.
August 9th. Very close.
You guys are just around the corner. Probably could use a little windfall for that marriage, right?
Yes, we could.
All right, one of you couples will win $1,000. The other wins $500, so nobody will be a loser today. I don't know. You guys ever watch the Pyramid Show on TV?
Yes.
Okay,
I have.
Everybody's familiar with it. We'll give you seven topics in each round you can choose from. One of you will give, the other will receive clues trying to get your partner to guess. I will give you an example. I'll play with Mike and give you an example. For instance, Mike...
What's the category?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
All right.
Now, the category is men at work. These are jobs that are usually held by men, and I can say anything I want to get you to give me the answer except the actual word.
Men at work.
There's seven total in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready. We do well on this.
Here we go. Mike, he flies an airplane.
Pilot.
He rides a horse.
Policeman.
Jockey. Roger Clemens.
Pitcher.
Ace Ventura.
Pet detective.
He runs a football team.
Coach.
Sends people to jail, sits on the bench.
Judge.
Buzz's buddy in the drugstore.
Pharmacist.
Now that's how you...
We play well.
Wow, you did it.
On a radio
time to spare.
That's how you play the game. Now, there are seven of these, or one, two, three, six of these in each of the pyramids.
We're going to need another chair in here, gang, too, for you. This is a sit-down game.
Yeah, the deal is, when we get to the end of each round, and each of you will have three of these pyramids to choose from, whoever has the most right is safe for that round, and the other side has to take off an article of clothing. Now, are you both down to five articles of clothing each, or seven? How many did they tell you?
They told us seven.
Seven? I think we can cut it down to five. We'll be fine. What do you think?
I think whatever you want to do. I'm having a great deal of difficulty remembering how many articles of clothing were on the strippers when we played it with them. I think it was five.
I think the strippers played it naked.
They just played the whole game naked.
I think they played the whole thing naked.
So we're actually blazing new trails here. We're starting this is kind of new ground.
If in the rules it says seven, we'll stick to seven.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Did I whisper the categories last time?
No, that was in password.
Password. I can go.
Okay, so we're going to start right now. Let's begin. Let's get this game going. Now remember, at the end of this, two of these people will be naked. And two of them won't be.
Now, it's each category, or is it every wrong answer? I mean, how do they take their clothes off?
Here's the deal. For instance, in the first round, you have six categories. Each of them will play three. Whoever has the most correct answers wins that round.
And whoever doesn't has to remove an article of clothing.
There are seven answers in each category, just like the one I just played with Mike, meaning the most amount of points you can score is 21.
Excellent.
That's a perfect round. You get 21, you're not going to have to take your clothes off. Let's see. Any other questions? Did we have a digital camera for these guys, or is the web thing screwed up?
At least I had the camera. I don't know if they took the picture.
Yeah, is there, before we get started, is there anybody you guys would like to say hello to before we get rolling here?
The camera then, Lisa.
Anyone? Hello, Ferris, anyone?
Yes, actually.
This is Aaron. Aaron would like to say hello.
I'd like to say hi to Scott Fisher if he's listening, and friend Christian Grest, and Bob Quayle.
And Aaron, who is it? Hi, Lisa, do you have the camera? Do we have it?
We have it. I've already taken the pictures of them, and Cameron has the disc, and he's going to put them on the website.
Sure. Oh, beautiful.
And that's wonderful.
That's WJFK.com?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'll let you know when they're up and going.
Please do, so you guys at home finally will be able to see the people who you're listening to on the radio.
Cool. It's time to play the Naked Pyramid.
I'll tell you, none of them are fat. And none of them are ugly, none of them are trolls.
Yeah, but I'm still a little ugged out about the fact that I'm going to be looking at some guy's beanbag in here in a minute.
Well, it's only because you've not looked in the other room that you've never seen it before.
I know, I never look in the other room.
So here we go. Let's see.
Maybe that makes me gay, the fact that I don't look.
Randy, and incidentally, if at any point...
Thank you, both.
If at any point you do use the actual word while describing, you'll hear... And that means you're disqualified for that word.
And Carl from England, good luck. I mean, you know, you're a foreigner in this country, and I know it's going to be probably a little tougher for you.
Thanks.
All right.
Let's see. Rob, have we flipped the coin to decide who goes first?
We did backstage. Carl and Angela won.
Carl and Angela, have a seat. And meanwhile, Aaron and Jen,
Just stand back near that microphone there, and you can observe.
All right, now, Carl.
Have fun.
Carl and Angela.
Angela, I need you to pull that microphone out. There you go, right up close to it.
Say, who wants to give and who wants to receive in this round?
Nice.
I'll give.
You'll give.
All right.
All right, Rob, you got
you two should yeah. probably yeah. face each other, too.
Got him?
Okay. No.
Angela, you should probably face Carl. Okay. There you go. That would be helpful.
But, Rob?
You have to read the categories so she can choose.
Oh, I will. Now, you have all the categories.
Okay.
Does she read them? Oh, I read them.
And then she selects.
Oh, okay. Your category selections are We're Going in Circles, The Storage Room, Bring It Together, Check Your Hat, A Friendly Word, or X Marks the Spot.
Bring It Together.
Yeah. Bring It Together.
Now she's going to be handed the clues. The words, rather, for Bring It Together.
Now, Mike, your job is to count the number of points they get correctly and also to make sure that she doesn't cheat by showing him the little answers there.
Okay. I can watch for that, too.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, we're ready.
Here you go. 30 seconds. Bring It Together. In 30 seconds, without using the actual words, get Carl to tell you these things that attach other things. Go.
It's like paste is white. Okay, it's on a belt or a shoe. It's a person, he wears a collar, he molests young boys. It's on a baby, it comes out of the belly button.
Umbilical cord?
Uh-huh. It connects to... I'll pass that one. It's a part of a necklace. The
chain cross?
Yeah. Okay, chain.
Of 5 points for Carl and Angela.
You passed on canal and tunnel was left. So now we need Aaron and Jen to have a seat. Jen, who will be receiving? And don't forget, as soon as we get this website up, we'll tell you so you'll be able to see these people.
Good.
Hey,
this is working.
See, did I tell you this is a good one?
Yeah, I like this.
We've done this before.
This is good.
Good to listen to. There'll be nudity, and you can play along at home.
Y'all having fun?
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Aaron and Jen, your choice. Who's going to be giving and receiving?
I'm going to give.
All right.
And I will receive.
Aaron.
Why do I think Aaron perhaps is the longest running fan of the show here? I just have a hunch.
Jen, your choices are We're Going in Circles, The Storage Room, Check Your Hat, A Friendly Word, or X Marks the Spot.
Okay. Okay, storage room.
Storage room.
Storage room. Rob's coming over.
All right, Jen, keeping in mind that if you guys lose this round, each of you removes an article of clothing. Please, in 30 seconds, describe these things associated with a garage. Go.
You drive it.
Car.
You want these from Sears.
Tools.
You climb up it.
Ladder.
I have one that you like a lot. It's square cardboard.
Box.
You use it to dig.
Shovel.
What girls look for when they go to buy shoes. Something stores have all the time. No, stores have it all the time.
Sales.
And something that we try not to go to when we go to Christian.
Total of 6 points. Aaron and Jen just edge out Carl and Angela in the first round.
Pretty good. Well, no, there's four more to go, Mike.
Oh, four more.
At the end of the first
round. Well, I mean, first thingy.
Okay, now switch again.
So nobody takes off clothes now.
No, they have two more to go each. See, Mike, on the actual pyramid, there are six categories.
Gotcha.
See, we did it that way.
So what I will simply say is that Aaron and Jen have a slim lead over Carl and Angela, but they can come back now as we go again.
Here are your choices, kids. We're going in circles. Check your hat. A friendly word. X marks the spot.
A friendly word?
Friendly word. And if you're wondering, and this time, incidentally, Carl, you have to give to Angela. Yeah. You're wondering, we're playing with the board game edition of the $25,000 pyramid.
And I don't mean to be difficult, but kids, for the purposes of me just monitoring, switch seats when you're doing the game. Whoever's giving should sit in this seat so I can look over your shoulder. Yeah. All right?
Is everybody ready? And here we go. A friendly word. Carl, you have 30 seconds to get Angela to tell you these people who give advice. Go.
Steven Spielberg.
A director.
Works on an airplane.
A pilot, a mechanic, an engineer, a stewardess.
Paul.
A psychiatrist, a best friend. A friend of companion, a mate.
Pass. Person who lives rough. Speak.
A prostitute.
Speak American, dude.
Bad news, Carl and Angela, only 2 points.
Oh, he had a director and stewardess, and then there was decorator, gypsy, and then it was like something about mate, and I didn't follow that.
That brings your total to 7, Carl and Angela, and Aaron and Jen have an opportunity now.
Aaron,
really,
have a seat.
Really come on strong.
Aaron will be giving. Aaron, your choices are, we're going in circles. Check your hat, and X marks the spot.
We'll try to check your hat.
Check your hat. All right, 30 seconds. Please get Jen to tell you these things that are found on a hat. And don't forget, someone will be partially naked here in a moment. Go.
The thing in the daiquiri you hate?
Straw.
No, the thing you give me to eat. The thing you give me to eat? Pass. The thing an archer uses?
A bow.
The thing that holds your shirt together when you buy it? It's metal.
Hanger?
It's folded up. Pass. The thing right here.
Brim?
A brim, yeah, okay. You're jumping all over the list, Aaron. How many did you get?
They got two. They squeezed out a narrow edge. They've got a total of 8 points. Carl and Angela have 7.
It screwed me up. I wasn't hearing the dings.
No, okay. Just keep going.
Well, yeah, just keep going.
If she says it, keep going.
All right.
And look at this. Go to what's the website? Is it 1067 or WJFK.com?
It would be
1067WJFK.com. You go to that website right now. You can see very nice pictures of both Aaron and Jen and Angela and Carl.
Very nice.
So thank you, guys. So finally,
two handsome couples in here.
Finally, the people at home can go to the website and see the pictures. Are you there, Buzz?
Yes, I am.
And you see them?
I do. They're handsome.
Amazing.
They look better in person, I should say, too.
All right, Angela, you're giving here. Your choices are, we're going in circles, and X marks the spot.
X marks the spot.
Okay, please, in 30 seconds, get Carl to say as many of these things that can be dotted or spotted. Underpants is not there, incidentally. Oh. And go.
You wear it with a suit. You tie it in a knot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not a toad. It's a...
Brooke.
Okay, not mumps.
Measles.
Yes. It's an animal that has a long neck.
Giraffe.
Okay, it's a two-piece bathing suit.
Costume, bikini.
Uh-huh. Okay, not a dog, but...
Cat.
Okay, and you play them. They have
spots.
Oh, fantastic. A total of 6 points for Carl and Angela.
I messed up on the tie thing.
Okay, so how many, and you said frog. I think you said frog, which is why you...
No, I said...
No, it was tie.
I said toe.
Tie was wrong.
I said tie. That was...
But their total is 13 points.
So how many do Aaron and Jen need to win?
Five. Actually, six.
So you got to get six to win.
Five to tie, six to win.
And your category is, we're going in circles.
What's the tiebreaker?
Coin flip.
We're going in circles.
Okay, you need five to tie, six to win.
30 seconds, get him to say these things that go around. Go.
Hang yourself with it.
A noose.
Half of what you're going to wear at your head on the wedding.
A top hat.
It spins around.
Merry-go-round.
No, wind, it'll...
Mill.
Dorothy's house.
Tornado.
It's the center line around the earth.
Equator.
Australians throw it all the time. It's
frisbee. Boomerang.
It goes around in a circle.
Merry-go-round.
What's the other word for it?
Oh, we have a tie game.
Good job. Who knew? We really have to flip a coin now.
Yeah.
It was. They came on strong at the end with a total of 5. We have a tie between Aaron and Jen. And
Buzz, you got a coin on you?
Yeah, sure. Right here. Both
right,
have 13.
Buzz will flip it, and Carl, you're not from this country. Call it in the air. Heads or tails?
Try it again. I lost it in the light. There we go.
What is it, Buzz?
Tails.
Oh, that means Carl and Angela, step up to the microphone, please. And what will each of you be removing as we go to break?
One shoe, Don.
One shoe. Now, keep in mind, you should each have, all four of you, 7 articles of clothing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And the hair clip.
And
that hair clip.
Okay. Carl, what are you taking off, my friend?
I'll take the shoes off.
Hey, Don, did you decide whether you were going to go with 7 or 5 items of clothing?
I think the rules say 7.
7 items of clothing.
Go with 7.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how we play. You can go to the website, 1067WJFK, to see these kids.
They are very evenly matched, as shown in the first round.
Mm. Pretty good. Pretty good. And now, this is a little different than strip trivia, right?
This is working for me.
I kind of like it.
This is good.
All right, kids, stay there. Or no, don't stay there. Leave the studio.
Now, everyone out.
Take a break. Leave the studio. We'll bring you right back. And we'll play another round with these guys. So, two of them, Aaron and Jenna, have had to take an article of their clothing. Or was it Carl and Angela?
Actually, it was Carl and Angela
yeah.
who had to take an article of clothing off.
There you go.
These girls are both cute.
They are.
They are. It makes it all the better playing the game.
For those of you working in the J.O. Club today.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, go to the website. I'll tell you what. A picture of Jenna is not the best. They might want to retake that picture of
they
Jenna.
Do look better in person, really.
Yeah.
But,
Angela. Nice.
I noticed one thing, Don.
What's that?
They both had rockin' bodies.
They do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael. Yes, Donald. Summer will be here this weekend, and soon things will be hot all over. Singular Wireless has some summer savings for you that will save you a bundle and help you stay cool.
Stay cool.
Just call 1-866-SINGULAR.
Right now, Singular is offering a hot deal on the coolest phone available. Buy one Nokia 3560 color phone for just $29.99 and get another Nokia 3560 for free, both after $50 instant rebates and 2 years service agreements. What could be cooler than that?
And again, I hate to do this, but I'm going to say it. It's a personal endorsement. My kid, the angel, lost his cell phone. And he wanted, you know, his whole thing was, buy me a new one. So we didn't buy him a new one. We got Frida a phone because she needed one, and we got this deal, and he got a phone, and I'm sure he'll lose it soon. Buy one, get one free, a great way to keep everyone connected. 1-866-SINGULAR.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
429. How am I doing this? We're not on the network now. Hold on a second.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Now
we're on the network.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the first spin of the second showcase showdown on The Price is Right, the highest rated game show in daytime television.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
Come and enjoy their world famous.
Into the second showcase showdown on The Price is Right.
What happened? Everything off.
That's too much.
What the hell is going on there?
Everything was playing at the same time.
Aye. Sorry about that.
Let me just
do a retake here.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
America's most happening hate mongers.
Hi there.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. I'm up on the website, and I can see if you go to 1067wjfk.com. Nice pictures of Aaron and Jen and Angela and Carl. We're playing the nude pyramid.
Kind of like you're on TV, too, isn't it?
Have a seat. Let's see. Who started last time, Mike?
Carl and Angela started last time. Is that right?
So Aaron and Jen.
Aaron and Jen.
Aaron and Jen. Have a seat. And let's play round number 2 of the nude pyramid. Remember, by the end of this, two of these people will be naked, and the winners get $1,000. Not bad for the second prize, $500.
I'm looking at Carl and Angela's shoeless right now. One shoe missing. Very funny.
Here are your categories this time, kids, and they are the campgrounds, a holiday in springtime, word for word, about face, and extra, and beyond belief. Okay, that's the campgrounds, holiday in springtime, word for word, about face, extra, beyond belief. Jen, which would you like?
Campgrounds,
all right.
And Jen will be giving.
Yes. All right, Jen, you have 30 seconds to get Aaron to
hold it up a little higher for me, Jen.
Say these words, things you find at a campsite. Remember? remember, very soon these people will be naked. Go.
Another word for a hot dog.
Frank.
German.
Frank. Frankfurter.
Hold on. Did she say, well, let me stop.
He had already said.
He said Frank, and that
you just gave
it
a signal, right? Like more? She led him on to try to finish the word.
Frankfurter.
Okay.
Right,
that's, okay. That's a legitimate one.
All right, well, then we'll continue the clock. We'll continue. Please move on.
Things in the attic in my old apartment.
Squirrels.
Something you drink from in boot
cup.
Camp.
Camp. Canteen.
Something I bought you for Christmas out on the balcony. Boy, he wears the little...
Boy George?
No, the little... they camp a lot.
Boy Scout.
And Aaron and Jen's total is four.
She's trying to get to say Ranger. I don't know what Boy George has to do with camping. Let's see, Carl, Angela. Angela, here are your choices. Holiday in springtime, word for word, about face, extra extra, or beyond belief.
Word for word.
All right, word for word. Got a chance to jump ahead of the other pair now. Mm. Hey, how big are your boobs?
You know, they were once a D, but I'm actually kind of a large B, small C now.
Did you have the...
I didn't. I actually just lost a lot of weight.
Oh, good for you.
Word for word. Well, we're both so anxious to see you, Nick. Both of you.
Word for word.
Hold them nice and high for me, Angela.
But, I mean, not your breasts. I'm talking about the words.
Word for word. Get Carl to say these things that are recited. Go.
Okay, it makes you laugh. It's funny. Look. Okay, the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, L, M.
Okay, it rhymes. Okay. Crap. Okay, I say it in the theater.
Monologue?
Yes. We're going to exchange them at our wedding.
House.
Okay. When you come to America, you're going to have to say...
Immigrate. Oath of Allegiance.
What's the call on that one? It's either five or six for them.
Well, I don't...
He said allegiance
is right on the buzzer.
Negative.
No. Yeah, he said...
He never said pledge.
It was pledge of allegiance.
But they have more points. 5 points for Carl and Angela in that one.
Good round.
Very good, kids.
Aaron, Jen, have a seat. Aaron will be giving.
He gives and he gives and he gives.
And again, you can't... If you go to the website and you see the picture, you don't see how much he looks like the young Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. Here are your choices. They are a holiday in springtime, about face, extra extra, and beyond belief. What would you like? Don't whisper.
Extra extra.
Extra extra. All right, Aaron's giving. Aaron, 30 seconds to get Jen to say these things you pay extra for. Go.
The thing I just put on your finger.
Ring.
In the center of it.
Diamond.
Thing you put it, stuff you put in your coffee, it's a powder, white.
Creamer, sugar.
You make coats out of them, they're small furry animals.
Mink.
It's something really old that you buy at a mom and pop store that, somebody passed. Something you go to Men's Warehouse to buy.
Huck?
No, the other things Huck they sell. The other things they sell.
Only 3 points for Aaron and Jen. That
stuff, an antique, then it was caterer, a suit.
Yeah, antique was tough. That was and caterer was the toughest, I think.
And private. Okay, switch, and it's Carl and Angela. Angela delivering to Carl. Here are your categories of holiday and springtime, about face, and beyond belief.
Beyond belief?
Beyond belief. All right, here you go. This is one of those crazy TV game show things, because it's beyond belief, but leaf is spelled L-E-A-F.
Oh.
So please, in 30 seconds, describe to Angela these things that have leaves. Go.
Andeev.
Adam.
With my hand.
The palm.
Canada's national plant.
The maple leaf.
You said plant.
A table has a leaf. A tree.
Well, wait till he gives you a clue on that.
I'm trying.
Canada's flower.
I don't know what Canada's flower is. A daisy, a dogwood, a...
Only two for Carl and Angela. Angelo that round.
He said plant, but he got stuck on cabbage. Then it was artichoke. Then it was maple. Then it was radish.
I said maple earlier.
I know. I didn't know.
Did you say maple? I didn't.
I tell you, these crazy kids just love to be tied. We have a tie score with both of them. 7 points for Aaron and Jen. 7 points for Carl and Andrew.
All right, we got two left. Have a seat here. Angela, you are giving to, or I'm sorry, Jen, you're giving to Aaron. You can either have a holiday in springtime or about face.
About face.
About face. All right. Jen, please get Aaron to say these things associated with an army.
Army
Archer. Go.
You do it to a cadence.
March.
It's a kind of car that they use, Hummers kind of one.
Jeep.
It's the show I watch all the time about the hospital. It's what you sleep in.
Cot.
It's the big war that they made all the movies
World
about.
World War II.
No.
World War I.
No. It's
Vietnam.
Country. Yes. It's what happens at night before you go to sleep, the music plays.
Reveille.
No, the other one.
Taps.
And it's where you live.
Barracks.
Hey, a perfect one.
There you go. That's seven.
7 points, bringing their total to 14 points for Aaron and Jen.
Now, how many do... Is it possible for...
It's possible to have another tie if Carl and Angela get a perfect score here of seven. It's a daunting task. We'll see what happens.
Right, you got to go 7 for 7. A holiday in springtime.
Otherwise, Carl and Angela will have to remove their second shoe.
A holiday in springtime. And here is here's your category. You have to get Carl, Angela, to tell you these things associated with Easter. And go.
Okay, chickens hatch from it.
Eggs.
Okay, it's a rabbit.
Bunny.
Okay, a lot of people marching down the street together. There are floats.
Grid.
Okay, you go to Christmas.
Mass service.
Uh-huh. You wear it on your head.
Bonnet.
Okay, it's... A type of flower.
Rose petal.
It's a calla.
Calorific?
It's the...
Oh, sorry. Only 5 points for Carl and Angela.
You got caught on Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Now that means it's
14 to 12, Aaron and Jen, Carl and Angela have to remove another item.
What will it be now, Angela? What are you removing?
My other shoe.
Your other shoe and
the
Carl?
Other shoe.
Yeah, it's going to be my shoe as well.
They're kind of matching clothing. That's terrific.
All right, I'm looking at the clock. We get one more round in before we have to break.
One more round.
Excellent. Let's do it again. So right now, as it stands, let me see. Carl and Angela have two articles off.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and Jen have won the first two rounds.
Right.
Who goes first next? I'm not even paying
Carl and Angela.
Carl and Angela, have a seat. And again, if you want to see these guys, go to 1067wjfk.com. You can see, and
there are naked feet in here.
Soon to be more than
sexy
naked feet.
Naked feet, Mike. Don't forget.
Sexy naked feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put them up. Let me see.
Oh, they both are. Well, oh, hers are beautiful.
I've got cute feet.
Yeah, you do. You're very cute.
Very good.
You're very cute. You could have gotten a nice American guy. You know that.
You had a chance.
The American guys had their chances.
There you go.
Here are your categories. Oh, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Angela?
People tell me Christina Ricci, but I don't think so, but that's what I get told.
You're prettier than Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You used to have size D boobs?
I did, but I also weighed a lot.
Okay. here are your categories. And him, he looks like any British guy.
I think he looks like Luke Wilson.
Who?
Luke Wilson, the tennis player in the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
No.
Okay, Luke Wilson, the guy with the bad nose, the guy that was in the...
No, Owen has the big nose.
Oh, Owen.
Luke is his brother.
Luke is, you know what? I don't want to sound gay. He's better looking than Luke was.
Faggot.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that's
that.
That's right. Yes, right. Here are your categories. I don't think he looks anything like that. You mean the guy that was in Old School?
Yeah.
That guy?
You don't think so?
No way. You know, he looks like a young Brian Brown.
Who?
Who's that?
Brian Brown from Cocktail.
All right, yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. The guy that was Tom Cruise's friend.
Yep, absolutely.
I think he looks like Hume Cronin.
Cocktail. Cocktail, also Tom Cruise's gayest movie.
Yeah.
It's not as gay as Top Gun.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the volleyball scene?
No, okay, you know, I didn't think of it in those terms.
Touché.
You know, kudos to Angela here.
Yeah. All right, Angela, here you can choose from... Put it all behind you as time goes by.
on the receiving line.
Oh, God.
Cut it out. The bigger they are. Or my hero.
Had a sound effect for every one of them.
What's the bigger they are?
The bigger they are.
Don't you want to hit the sound effect again? Thank you. Thank you.
30 seconds. Please describe these penises.
Wouldn't that be great if that was on TV?
There's a game. Oh, yeah. No, the bigger they are, 30 seconds. Although penis certainly could be an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Get your fiancé to tell you these things that can be thick. Go.
Okay, you carry your money in it?
Wallet.
Okay, you drive through it. It's really misty.
Fog.
Okay, chicken noodle.
Egg.
You eat it.
Pasta.
No, it comes in a bowl. And you... Okay.
This happened, a
book, a made-up story.
Sorry?
A book. It's a made-up
fiction
story.
Fable. Fairy tale.
What I'm doing right now.
Chicken on your boobs.
Cats like to play with it.
Only 2 points.
Let me just tell you, an American guy would have gotten those clues.
Chicken noodle soup, but you can't get
more American than
chicken
that.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle
it was
soup.
A novel and...
Chicken noodle egg.
Egg. Shake.
It's chicken noodle porridge.
She was shaking her boobs. All right, yes. Aaron, Jen, have a seat.
Chicken noodle gruel.
And let's see, Aaron and Jen is going to be giving Jen Buwan, as time goes by, on the receiving line, cut it out, the bigger they are, or my hero.
You X'd out the wrong one.
I'm sorry, what?
You X'd out the wrong one. We just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want put it all behind you, as time goes by, on the receiving end, cut it out, or my hero?
On the receiving end.
Rob, is mic 5 turned on?
Yeah,
once again.
Hold on.
Yeah, because Carl and Angela are hustling over the
floor. Move it by them. Let's hear what they're saying.
Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys saying back there?
I was just asking him to start bending it like Beckham.
Down to be smarter? Because you're getting killed.
They were actually... I thought they were going to do the nasty.
No.
Only if you want us to.
We do.
Yeah.
Would you?
I don't know about that. Come on. Right here in the studio. Come on.
Why not?
The beanbag factor.
Again, you know, you don't have to look at him.
I know.
You watch pornos.
Right. I know. It's different. There's a screen in between. It's
somebody else.
Come on, do it now. Pretend that she's at... Prince William, like, what, Buzz? He likes the South African girls?
Yes.
Do it Prince Willie freaky style.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jen. Which category did you want? I'm sorry.
She's got it already. It's on the receiving line.
Oh, on the receiving line. Here you go. Please, get Aaron to tell you these things that people get. Is AIDS on there?
No.
BD?
No.
Herpes? Don't think so. Things that people get. Go.
It's a kind of an award that people get.
Trophy.
And stuff.
Tony, Oscar.
No.
Academy Award.
No. Pass. It's a bullet after you've shot the gun. What is it?
Round.
No. You do it to people when you don't want them to work for you anymore.
Fire.
It's a kind of sickness you get. It's not the cold. It's the...
Flu.
It's the kind of credit card I have.
Check card.
No. Brand. Not MasterCard, but it's something you get. We'll get it if we win.
That's it. 3 points. Just a slim lead once again for Aaron and Jen.
He got the three.
Stuck
on Emmy. Now, Carl will be giving to Angela. And you have...
Emmy's TV shows.
Put it all behind you. As time goes by, cut it out, my hero.
As time goes by?
As time goes by.
All right.
30 seconds.
Carl will be giving.
Carl, get your fiance, Aaron. I'm sorry, Angela. Get Angela to tell you these things.
Not yet.
A different show.
Get her to tell you these things associated with a clock or a watch.
I can't stop thinking about him either.
Go.
60 seconds makeup one.
A minute.
What my watch is on.
It's your wrist.
I went skiing in Austria, but in the country next to it.
Switzerland.
Talk.
Tick.
Talk. Pass. Analog and...
Digital.
The bottom of a flower.
is the stem.
Yeah.
The,
go back to one I missed. What are you performing?
A play. A
musical instrument.
The theater that.
Buzz, back me up. I have them for five or six. How many? How many?
Six. Okay. Six. Okay.
You did miss on
six
band.
Points. A total of 8 points for Carl and Angela.
Good
one.
Job. Good job. Okay.
Just missed one.
Aaron, Jim. Now look at that. Aaron actually. What are you doing? Kissing her on the forehead for good luck?
I'm hoping I can suck some of her brains out because I'm not doing so good here.
All right. Now you have two choices. You have three left. Put it all behind you. Cut it out. And my hero.
Let's put it all behind us.
Put it all behind you. Yeah.
Aaron and Jen have 3 points.
All right, Aaron.
See what they can do with this one.
Get Jen to tell you these things that are found on the back. Things that are found on the back. Go.
The thing that comes out when the guy jumps out of the airplane.
It's just... I'm just...
Yep. Yep. The thing the Indians carry their babies in.
Yep.
The things on your back right here.
Pimples.
No, little dark spots.
Freckles.
The thing that runs down the center of the back.
Fine.
The thing that army guys drive in with the big gun on it. The thing that sticks up that.
Total of 6 points for Aaron and Jen.
Pretty good.
Once again, a slim lead.
What was the second one? I heard odd noises. But
hat.
I
mean,
hat. He was doing his hat impression.
He was doing that, you know, like, Mike, you do it real good.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Things on your back, pimples. all right, Angela, your choices are Cut It Out and My Hero.
My Hero.
My Hero. Here you go. Well, this should be a relatively easy one. 30 seconds to get Carl to tell you these fictional good guys.
Good guy.
Good guy. Go.
He's a Brit. He's a spy.
James Bond.
Okay. Snow White and the Seven.
Dwarfs.
Pass. He stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
Robin Hood.
Okay. He was a detective. British detective. Watson.
And Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. Geppetto made a puppet named...
Pinocchio.
Okay. He's a really good hero. Yes. Okay.
Six points for Carl and Angela.
Good. 6 out of 7. Pretty good.
Nice.
Now, Mike, what's the score here?
We have, let me see, we have 14 points for Carl and Angela, and Aaron and Jen have 6 points.
What?
Is that right? So Aaron and Jen already lose?
Wait, did I add the last one that they had in there?
Three the first round and six the second.
Buzz, are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm sorry, nine. No. Nine, it's 14 to nine, unfortunately.
5 to tie and 6 to win.
Right, 14 to nine. I didn't keep
it. Okay, so 5 to tie, mm-hmm. 6 to win.
Right.
Category is cut it out. Hey, cut it out.
Hey.
Things that are carved or chiseled, Jen is giving to Aaron. Go.
The thing over a fireplace.
Mantle.
Something you have for Easter dinner.
Ham.
Elephants have it on their tusks.
Ivory.
From the side.
Portrait.
No. It's like a, what is this for me?
Bust.
No. Okay, pass.
Face.
You carve it, David.
Statue.
It's a piece in chest, that don't matter.
Pawn.
Mount.
Rushmore.
And...
Was that a, was it, did they get the last one there? They win. They win again. Aaron and Jen with a total of 6.
Yeah.
In the game.
They got 6.
Wow.
And that means Carl?
Carl and Angela.
Angela.
Item number 2.
Number 3.
Number 3. That's
the third. Come on over, kids. Have a seat. And Angela, now that your shoes are off, it gets a little more interesting. What will you be taking off?
I'll go ahead and take my jacket off.
Take your jacket off.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're a lucky guy, Carl. Carl's kind of like looking down. Like, yeah. What are you taking off, Carl?
I'll take my pants off.
What was that, Carl? You got to speak in the microphone there, bud.
I'll take my trousers off.
Trousers
off. Pumps.
His slacks off. Okay.
Don, I promise I'll do a better job of keeping score in the next round.
It's okay.
All these numbers, and I'm kind of mathematically
you
challenged.
You want to keep... Listen, Buzz can keep score.
No, I'll do it, damn it. The fast game. Those will be my backup.
Yeah. Need trousers.
I'll do that.
Need trousers.
Well, we've got some semi-naked people in here.
So Angela is halfway to being naked. So is Carl. Aaron, let me ask you, Aaron, how are you guys feeling? You haven't lost a round yet. There's a microphone right behind you there,
I'm actually
Aaron.
Kind of warm, Don.
Jen, how about you?
Happy that I'm not naked.
Jen wants to take her shot. I'm sorry.
You couldn't put it any more simply, though. You're happy that you're not naked.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is that happy because you might win big money or happy because you just don't want to get naked?
I'm sunburned, so it's kind of shy too.
Oh boy, I hope we see that.
Are your boobs sunburned or are you just so you sunbathe topless?
Tanning bed.
Oh, you brought yourself with a tanning bed.
I
think we have aloe. We have aloe. Was that a quick little trip to the tanning bed for this particular show?
For the wedding.
Oh, for the wedding.
Oh, right. The wedding. And Rob wants me to tell you in the next round, someone has the chance to win the iPod with the Super 7. If you get all 7, you win the Apple iPod.
That's fantastic. So the Super 7 is coming up.
What? You made me laugh by looking at me like that.
That's a good tease because that's telling them how they benefit.
Super 7 right. Coming up.
We're doing the whole thing like the article said. Oh, and kids killed. You want to know how?
Still coming up.
Stay tuned to the nude pyramid.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, it's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, they're marvelous, you damn bastards. Leave them alone.
They're beautiful. That's what he was saying there. Hold on.
They're marvelous, you nasty bastards.
Right.
Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
We're beautiful, right.
Under the direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, a couple of things here. Let me see. This is the round with the, what do you call it, Robbie?
The Secret 7.
Hey, I have a question. The Secret 7. You always slow me down, but go ahead, the question.
What, am I supposed to keep a running total of all their points, or do we just go round to round?
Round
oh, good. Thank you, Rob.
Just round to round.
That's all I wanted to know.
Secret 7, whoever picks this category, if you go 7 for 7, you guys will win the iPod. Record-breaking 3 million songs are sold on Apple's iTunes Music Store in its first month. Check out what the hype is all about with iPod. That's if you get the Secret 7.
It's on the board, Don.
Now, I want to tell you something. In the interest of keeping today's show moving, and the fact that we want to get to Buzz's news and comment, and we have another bit, another thing scheduled, we are now going to go to a lightning round.
Ah.
And what that means is, not necessarily we're doing it faster, but we're doubling the amount of clothes in this round.
So each round lost means 2 items of clothing come off as opposed to 1.
Wow. That's right.
Very good.
And it means that Jen and Aaron are sitting pretty and Carl and Angela really, really, what?
When?
Dangerously close to nudity.
What, speaking, what, Lisa? What is this? Did you hear that in
the
headphones?
No, I didn't.
I thought you said something in my headphones.
I didn't hear it.
Just come in here, Lisa. Did you say anything in my headphones? Lisa? Herndon? I'm not hearing stuff. Did you speak in the headphones?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, then I'm...
Where the...
I'm nuts. Sorry.
I heard a woman's voice, and I don't hear Lisa in the headphones, right. So...
7 days.
What are you doing back here?
Might have been...
Aaron, are you behaving?
Girls?
Might have been Mike 5, yeah.
7 days.
Oh, it's these people.
Okay.
Lisa, I'm very sorry. I thought you were giving me some kind of, one of those subconscious commands.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm not sorry.
It's the people here. Okay, let's play. Let's play.
Yeah.
And if you want to see these folks, I'm very happy to tell you the web hasn't crashed yet.
Cool.
Good. Over 50,000 hits in less than an hour, and it hasn't crashed. You go to 106.7.
I couldn't out there.
What, Lisa?
These are just flipping me off.
Every time Mike says something about me, I go to the window here and I flick him off just so he can see it. But today there's newspaper covering it, so I had to come in to do it.
That was based on you saying I'm sorry, and I said I'm not.
Go to 106.7WJFK.com. You're able to see pictures of Aaron and Jen and Angela and Carl.
Mm-hmm. I have another question, Don. No, I really don't. I'm joking.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Jen, are you ready? Remember, one of these categories is the Secret 7. Your categories are sports talk,
TV and me, red-faced, heads or tails, one day a year, and in a pickle. What would you like, honey?
TV and me.
TV and me. Okay, 30 seconds. Please get Aaron to tell you these things that people do while watching TV. You know, getting your jerk on is not on this list. Rubbing one out is not on this list. Things people do while watching TV. You move the cards. Go.
Do, re, mi, fa.
So?
Thing I like to do on the stove with frying pan. When you talk really low so other people can't hear you. Old women do it with the two big needles. What you usually take when you get home from work.
A snap.
What we're doing on this show if we get wrong answers.
Losing. Taking clothes off. Stripping.
Another word for taking clothes off.
Getting naked.
No.
5 points for Aaron and Jen. Undressing. Undress. It was tough, Jen. That was a very tough one.
Say what you take when you get home. Buzz, you probably could have come up with a good answer for that.
The three or four, if
big
I can.
Growler.
So you were thinking that. I was thinking one of Buzz's farms.
Yeah. A dosage.
Angela. Angela, looking so hot in your red dress.
You really are.
Don.
And, Jen, no offense to you. You're hot as well. Did you have all your clothes on?
We are really lucky with the women playing the game today. We really are.
Yep. Cute girls. Mm-hmm. One of them is going to be naked. Angela, do you want sports talk, TV, and me? Red-faced. We have TV and me. I'm sorry. Do you want sports talk, red-faced, heads or tails, one day a year, or in a pickle?
One day a year.
And...
Super Deluxe 7.
Super 7.
Secret 7.
Secret 7.
Secret Super now, 7.
If you do get all 7. Oh, and look at that. This is like a baggy, real game show. They actually just kiss.
This is fun.
We're like Lisa and Charlie.
Yes. Aren't all lovely couples.
If you go 7 for 7, you guys will win the iPod from Apple.
Cool.
You ready? All you got to do is get Carl to tell you these things found at a birthday party. Go.
Another word for present?
Gift.
Okay, a chocolate.
Kick.
He does tricks.
Clown. Magician.
Okay, it can be hard and you suck on it.
Willie.
Skittles or a candy.
Sweets.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I'll give you 3.
Wishes.
Okay, the people you invite are your...
Guests.
Okay, you set this up a long table of food and everybody eats off of it.
And that's 6, that's the most you can get. Unfortunately, you said candy.
You did.
She did.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
I'm a loser.
That's okay.
Hard and you suck on it.
I like that clue.
And I believe you said Willie, didn't you?
Sorry. They were going for the iPod, but I believe Angela did go for the comedy on that, and I give her a round of applause.
Thank you, Angela.
You know, and that kind of gummed it all up, so to speak.
So here we go. Aaron and Jen.
Aaron and Jen have 5 points, Don, one behind Carl and Angela.
Aaron and Jen, incidentally, are winning this game. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, the loser of this round takes off 2 more items of clothing. Aaron, you'll be giving to Jen. Your categories are sports talk, red-faced, heads or tails, in a pickle.
Pickle.
In a pickle. Please get Jen to tell you these things associated with a pickle.
Hmm.
Everybody, you're listening to the Nude Pyramid. It's a reset for anybody just getting in their car.
Yeah, that's right, and the child killer coming up.
Please!
2 kids are dead.
Wow.
Stay tuned to WJFK. These things associated with a pickle. Go.
Then you go to McDonald's to buy...
Hamburger?
What's your favorite color?
Green.
Pickles come in a...
Jar?
Alicia is...
Good.
No. Speak up. Right now...
Speak up.
Just kidding. Pregnant?
The Jewish people make their pickles...
Kosher?
I like it on my...
wiener?
Use it to pickle stuff.
Dill?
No. Apple...
Vinegar?
What happened? I heard a...
You said dill, and that was...
We'll get it, because that wasn't...
5 points total for Aaron and Jen. 5
dill
points for Aaron and Jen.
Still on the list,
but that wasn't what he was describing.
Oh, you're a prick, Rob.
5 points for Aaron and Jen. And did you say that your friend is stupid?
I was just...
She did say vinegar right at the end.
No, she, we didn't give it. Okay.
Didn't hear it out of the box.
I was playing Alicia, if you're listening.
Alicia, get it.
Alicia is stupid.
Okay, Angela, you will be receiving from Carl. Carl, your categories are sports talk, red-faced, and heads or tails.
You need 4 points to tie.
Red-faced.
Red-faced. Please get your wonderful wife, soon-to-be wife, Angela, to tell you these things associated with a blush. Ready, go.
A fault.
A fault.
Pass. Mary the Jesus' mom.
Mary the Virgin.
Brown and brown and
drinking poopy.
Brown. I am very. I'm not confident. I am.
Oh God!
You guys suck at this game.
No wonder they're getting naked.
I have a
1 point for Carl and Angela.
What was that?
He was trying to get you to say pink.
Brown and pink. Well, I'm not sure what we were going for.
You got to tell us, Angela, you have to tell us what brown and pink means.
In Britain, I know over here, well, when you guys ask brown or pink, it has to do with the nipplage.
Yeah, right.
No, with them, if they ask brown or pink, it means back or front.
Oh.
Okay, all right, I gotcha. Only one right. Okay, have a seat.
All right, bringing their total to 7.
Okay, Aaron and Jen, who are running away with this thing. Aaron and Jen, your choice, and you're going to be giving sports talk and head or tails.
Head or tails.
And Mike, what is the score?
Aaron and Jen can close them out right here without even Carl and Angela playing. Aaron and Jen have 10 points. Carl and Angela have 7.
All right, guys. You want heads or tails? And these are things with a tail. Things with a tail. Go.
That's kind of a plane. Faster.
A jet.
He has big ears. He's an elephant. Disney cartoon.
Dumbo.
They're extinct now. The bones are everything. Jackass. Animal. He likes to dance. He's Charlie Brown's dog.
Snoopy.
This is a big chunk of rock that goes flying through the
comet. Space.
And this is a bird with big giant feathers. It's usually purple color.
6 points for Aaron and Jen, bringing their total to 16.
So they win?
Well, if Carl and Angela get 7, they only can get 14 points. So, once again, Aaron and Jen have won the round, Don.
Wow. Carl, Angela, you know, when we were thinking about this before the show, we never thought it would get shut out. You guys have to take off 2 articles of clothing now. Angela, what will you be taking off?
That would be my hair clip and my necklace.
Oh, you are such a CT. And Carl, what will you be taking off? Not that it matters, but tell us anyway, Carl.
I'll take my socks off.
Socks off.
Socks. All right.
So, Angela, what you have left on, Angela?
My dress and my underwear.
Dress and underwear. So, are you not wearing a bra?
No, it's built in.
So just a dress and underpants.
Here we were thinking we'd have a moment there. Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint.
Well, don't worry. The payoff's coming soon, I'm sure, if you guys continue playing like you are.
That's right.
Brown and pink.
Brown and pink. And I'm still trying to noodle that one through.
Now, look at Aaron and Jen back there.
Fully dressed. Fully clothed.
Making out. Get on the microphone back there. Now, what are you doing? You're making out with her?
We were just talking about how we might give you guys a surprise if we throw a shout-out here.
Ladies and gentlemen, also, if you listen closely to Aaron, you are listening to Spider-Man. You are listening to, is it Toby? Toby McGuire?
McGuire, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying is if you guys win and you guys lose, it, she might.
Well, you know.
We'll all just get naked together.
Hey, now.
What's a line from Spider-Man? Anybody know a line from Spider-Man?
Up, up. I mean, at one point when he's trying to shoot the webs, he goes... Up, up, and away!
Got one.
Shazam!
Oh, here's one.
I've got one for you. This is from a different movie.
Sound exactly like Tobey Maguire.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Oh, that is so good.
That's great. All right, we'll continue with the nude pyramid.
You know, before he leaves, he's going to say, we're going to get him to put down some, hey, this is Tobey Maguire. You know me as Spider-Man, and I never listen to Don and Mike.
Who will know the difference?
Nobody.
Right. All right, when we come back, probably Angela and Carl will lose and take their clothes off, and then Aaron and Jen will take their clothes off as well, and they'll win the money and go to 1067WJFK.com to see their pictures as we continue the nude feud. We'll wind it up when we come right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. Jizzy. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, he had a big response today on the internet. Eventually, we'll get DonandMikeWebsite.com up and running. If we could ever get anything besides just dumb still pictures up there. But we've had something like 80,000 hits already today to 1067WJFK.com.
Unbelievable.
Letting people see what Aaron and Jen and Angela and Carl look like. You have a chance for someone listening to win that iPod before we're done with today's show. It's 526 right now at 106.7 WJFK. Get back in position. This is the final round.
Who's going first here?
Let's see. I think it's Angela and Carl's turn to go.
Carl and Angela, who are flirting with total nudity here.
This is our round.
Now, I want to tell you, you can stay in the game, and you can prolong this bit for one more segment if you guys manage to win this round.
True.
And I know everybody's pulling for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just pulling.
Yeah. More ways than one.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys in this building are pulling for you right now, Angela. I want to tell you. And Jen, I've heard theory, I don't want to say from who, but I've heard some theories that you might be one of those girls that's hiding something from us. Might that be true?
I've been complimented many a times on things that I hide, yes.
Spider-Man, how do you feel about that?
Okay, I guess.
He encourages me to flaunt.
What happens with great power, Spider-Man?
With great comp...
Come on, get it up. Come on, you can do it this time, Aaron.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Now it's just... Say, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben? No!
He does that a lot. All right. Here we go. Oh, that one time, just say, run, Seabiscuit, run.
Run, Seabiscuit, run!
Doesn't he sound like Spider-Man?
That is absolutely amazing.
Uncanny.
Did you know that before you came in here?
No,
Aaron,
I didn't.
Nobody ever told you that? That's great. Wow.
All right.
Just one of the many reasons I am a genius.
Uh-huh. Nude pyramid. Just another one of the reasons I am a genius.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mike, you did nail that guy.
Yeah, I did. I mean, how often do I get to call myself a genius? Huh?
He does own a boat.
On the air or off the air? What did you say? On the boat?
He does own a boat.
There you go. Genius.
There's your category. Hear ye, hear ye. Wiped out. Putting a damper on things. The gang's all here for background information. And when I'm hot, I'm hot. Remember, Angela and Carl, if you guys lose, you'll be totally naked. What would you like, Angela?
When I'm hot, I'm hot.
When you are hot, I'm hot.
Well, I think that's an appropriate category.
You have 30 seconds to get Carl to tell you these things associated with a stove. Keep in mind, as we've played today, Carl and Angela have not won one round. 30 seconds. Things associated with a stove. And go.
It's the room that the stove is in.
Kitchen.
Emily smokes a lot of it.
Cigarette. Pause.
Okay. I'm doing this to myself.
Fine.
Okay. There's the oven, and on top of the oven is the...
The hob, the gas cooker, the rings.
Okay, not dark, but...
White, light.
Okay, it's bacon blank, I cook in it.
Blank, frying pan.
Okay.
You know, a total of 4 points.
You are so effed by playing with a guy who's not American.
Yeah. Sits on top of the oven, the tummy walker.
Or whatever the other one. She wanted you to say stove.
I said stove.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, that's right.
You really didn't.
You said Bubby Gimbals or whatever that was.
Yeah, you feel a lot better at it.
Rings.
Aaron, Jen, have a seat. Jen will be giving Aaron, receiving... Jen, would you like, hear ye, wiped out, putting a damper on things. The gang's all here.
or for background information.
The gang's all here?
Gang's all here. All right. Oh, it's a good category. Mike and I would kill at this category, really. Name these things in a gangster movie.
All right.
30 seconds. Go.
Where my brother's probably gone.
Jail.
The other word for jail.
Prison.
Yeah.
You rob a...
bank.
You shoot with a...
gun.
There's a musical about it. City.
Chicago.
When you put out a this on somebody, you're going to kill them.
A hit.
It's paid for. No, it's skip. You take this person, you grab them, and you don't let them go.
Hold.
No, you're for ransom.
Oh, could be interesting. We have a tie game of 4 points for Aaron and Jen.
You were stuck on a contract and then a hostage. And nice to know your brother's going to prison. So we found out somebody's stupid and somebody's going to prison today.
Sorry about that.
Carl will now be giving to Angela. Carl, here are your choices. Hear ye, hear ye. Wiped out, putting a damper on things, and for background information.
Wiped out?
Wiped out. Now, if you want to see these people, one that wants more time, I'll give you the website, 1067wjfk.com. Name these things that are white clean.
What's this?
Things that are white. Oh, no, wait till I start.
Sorry. Give me a leg up.
British dummy.
No.
Oh, come on. Come on, do things the American way. All right, ready? Go, wiped out, go.
What's this?
Your hand, your palm.
Gold and...
silver.
What's this?
Wood, a counter. A countertop, a surface.
What you put condiments on. This could be...
your hot dog, hamburger...
That's a table.
A counter.
Another table is a...
a tabletop, a...
okay, pass. What you wash up in?
Your bathtub, a shower,
and... where you do your cutlery and crockery. Nice fork spoons.
A dishwasher.
3 points.
You're so bad. Now listen, he wanted to get her to say shelf. And he said, what'd you put your condiments on? And she said, like, a hot dog, a hamburger.
Right, yeah, right.
You are so not American, dude.
It's three points.
You know, we may be losing, but I haven't alienated any of my friends or family.
Compared to the other team, yeah. 7 points for Carl and Angela, 4 points for Aaron and Jen.
All right, now Jen's receiving from Aaron. Aaron,
Carl, you're okay.
Aaron, here are your choices. They are hear ye, putting a damper on things. Oh, what are you making out back there, Angela? What are you doing? What are you doing?
No, I was just giving him a little cuddle.
hear ye, putting a damper on things, and for background information.
Putting a damper on things.
Putting a damper on things.
Good luck, Toby.
I want to tell you, one of these answers could be my crotch. Please name these things that are wet. Things that are wet.
Topic.
Go.
They swim in the ocean.
Fish.
You swab the deck with it.
Mop.
It's another thing that swims in the ocean with a shell on its back.
Turtle.
Things that you wear out in the rain. They're not boots, but they're...
galoshes.
Thing you float on the ocean with.
Raft.
Thing that the Swedes use that it steams water and it steams you up. Pass.
What did you say?
Donna?
Yep, you got it. You got it. 6 points for you.
She got it in.
Bringing their total to 10. It's 10-7.
Wow. Okay, Angela, have a seat. Over here. You guys really got to make a comeback now.
Yeah.
All right.
Angela's giving to Carl.
Watch out for that crockery.
These guys are so close to being naked. Yeah. Your choices are hear ye, or for background information.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
And isn't ye kind of British?
What a lot of our listeners say, I can't hear ye. please name these things that draw a crowd. Things that draw a crowd. And you know, before you play, Rob?
Yeah?
We might want to change number three to one that's a little more relevant.
Oh, I think it's a good history lesson.
Why don't you change it to...
I got it. What did you say?
Definitely.
Okay. Give me your clue, please.
Yeah.
Number three is something that is obviously dated.
I could hear what you said, Don.
What did I say?
Tom Cruise.
But that's not the clue, Toby.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Don't worry, Spider-Man.
You're way ahead. Okay, 30 seconds. Things that draw a crowd. Go.
George Bush is of the United States.
President.
Okay, if it doesn't cost anything, it's...
Free.
Okay, he's married to Jennifer Aniston.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, the Beatles and the...
Liverpool.
They're another British rock band.
Rolling Stones.
Okay, it's part of the Triple Crown. It's a horse race.
Rugby.
Rugby.
The first time that a movie is shown, that's called, it's a big
one. Oh! 5 points for Carl and Angelo.
Rugby. She was trying to get you to say the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
You're so funny. You're so British. Mike, what is the score?
Carl and Angelo have 12. Aaron and Jen have 10.
Aaron and Jen, you need 2 to tie and 3 to win.
Another tough round for Aaron and Jen.
And Aaron will be receiving from Jen. Your category is for background information. Jen, get Aaron. Oh, Bob, I need a plate.
I kept it handy for you.
I need a plate. I get Aaron to tell you these things that are used for reference. These things that are used for reference. You only need 3 to win. Go.
A place where books are.
Library.
A person who does your taxes.
Accountant.
A book you use to look up words.
Dictionary.
Good night. Yeah. That's it. And they're already taking their clothes off. Carl and Hits. Oh, God. And dear. We
hold on. I'm not even seeing anything.
Now he's got a naked man in here.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, would you guys at least say hi on the microphone to everybody now that you're naked? There's
hello, America.
There's Angela.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Angela and Carl are naked. Aaron and Jen, you've won.
My lady senses are keen.
And really, not a disappointment with young Angela.
Very nice.
Mom, I didn't get naked.
Now, Aaron, didn't you promise something if you swept?
Well, I promised something.
Jen. Didn't you?
Now they're going to get naked, too.
A hidden surprise.
All right.
There we go.
What could it be?
You need to, Mike?
No, I really don't, Toby.
Let's just see what your girlfriend's got doing.
Hidden surprise.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Nice black bra.
Nice little tattoo on her shoulder.
Off it goes.
Oh,
yeah. Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Oh, lovely little dainty tattoos.
Oh,
wonderful.
Wow. Thank you for the show.
Pretty. Very nice.
Naked chicks. Two beautiful naked women.
We really, really had some wonderful looking women here tonight.
Congratulations. Let me tell Aaron and Jen, you won $1,000. So, what are you going to do with it?
First mortgage payment.
Very good. All right, good.
And Carl and Angela, you guys were great as well. You get $500. Enjoy that money, please. Let me tell you that you're both invited. This is TV's Don Geronimo inviting you to join Radio's Mike O'Mara and his Crap Blues Band Thursday night at Uncle Sam's in Central Park in Fredericksburg. Come out for a rare Thursday good time. Hosted by my brother Jim.
I think really it's a great opportunity for people that have never seen your brother.
That's great.
In person to come down and see Jim Source.
So come on down to you guys get in to see Mike's band. We want to thank Carl and Angela and Aaron and Jen. You guys were really fantastic.
Good job, everybody.
Goodness, we brought this game in under time. We have a question. Jill. Hello, Jill. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I was just curious. My significant other is also from England, and I was wondering if Carl was circumcised or uncircumcised.
Carl? I didn't get a look, thank God.
Carl?
I'm not circumcised.
He's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, mushroom man.
But it's terrific that we got you thinking about things like that.
Well, you know, multicultural.
Which do you prefer?
You know what? I have been quite fond of his uncircumcised self. I must say.
There's a female beach towel club out there, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's good to know.
There's the extra girth, less friction, I'm telling you.
Okay, honey.
Right. And meanwhile, Angela was nodding vigorously.
Up with that. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi. What time is he playing in Fredericksburg on Thursday?
Late.
Late?
Yeah.
It's this Thursday?
Yes.
Great. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, man.
See you there.
Well, listen, kid. We got to break. All of you, get out of here. And thank you for making this a successful bit today. Thank you very much, Aaron and Jen and Carl and Angela. Thank you. Your pictures are up on 1067wjfk.com. Really, really handsome people. Mm-hmm. Really, really hot, beautiful girls.
Thanks, great afternoon.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Great job, guys. Mm-hmm. There they go, the happy couples. And very similar couples. I mean, you know, starting life out.
Well matched.
You know, except for the British thing.
Sweet, sweet, sweet piece of ass. Listen, we have a the iPod we didn't give away.
We have an iPod left.
Yeah, but pieces. But I only saw Jen's top. I didn't see the entire package. Right. We saw Angela totally naked.
Absolutely.
Listen, we have the iPod to give away, and here's the deal. A couple of weeks ago, Lisa was going through the wacky story file, and there was a guy in a tabloid or something. Anyway. Guy makes art out of toast, and he's from, like, Norway, something like that, Rob? Some foreign country? Here's the deal. Frankly, I don't want to do this interview, and I know Mike doesn't want to.
Not one little bit.
If you would like to call in and say that you're subbing for the Don and Mike show today, call us right now at 877-365-3636. The deal is, though...
I'm laughing already.
You have to do a credible job at interviewing this guy, Maurice Bennett, who makes art out of toast. And if you pull it off for 5 minutes with this guy... You win the iPod today.
Thank you.
Hey, Titty Bar here is Pussy Whip there?
Yes.
No, I'm Pussy Whip. Yeah. She's Titty Bar. Right. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Where is she?
She's getting the phone right now as we speak.
Are you Titty Bar?
Hi, Pussy Whip here.
Yeah.
This toast guy, where's he at?
What? He's in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
He's hysterical.
Down under. So, all right, thank you. Titty Bar out. Or Pussy Whipped out.
All Titty Bar out.
Bye.
We'll be calling the future.
Oh, that, yeah, let's not even get into that, Rob. Yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow in New Zealand. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. If you think you can do a 5-minute interview with this guy who makes art out of toast... Call us at 877-365-3636. If you successfully pull it off for 5 minutes, you'll win today's iPod. A record-breaking 3 million songs are sold on Apple's iTunes Music Store in its first month. Check out what the hype is all about.
Yeah.
I do love my MP3, and I do love my iPod. Great. So call in now, and you get a chance to do an interview that, frankly, sounds funny. But I don't think Mike and I really want to do the interview, right?
Yeah, but the potential of having listeners do it, I'm laughing already.
Oh, yeah. Call it right now, 543. You're on WJFK. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure. This brief time with you. Happy.
I love that.
Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
5:54 here on the Don and Mike Broadcast Network. Tonight rain. Yuck. Well, 57. Jeez. More rain tomorrow, high 75. Now in D.C. here on WJFK, it's... Realize it's 60 degrees.
Wow.
Baltimore, live 105. 62 Philly, WISB, 61 Ocean City, 96 Rock. 59 degrees.
Almost July.
Yeah. The end of June.
This just completely sucks.
Listen, the deal is we have an iPod to give away. We have an interview that in theory sounds funny, but I don't really want to do it. Lisa found this at FHM Magazine. Maurice Bennett, the Toastman. The Toastman.
Toastman. I bet he calls himself the Toastman.
New Zealand's most renowned artist. As you can see, Mike, here...
Here's some of the pictures he's made of toes. There's Elvis. There's a giant, looks like a box of candy. And a picture of a jacket that he's made out of toast.
All out of toast.
Wow.
The Toastman.
These works were done in canvas, which had been ripped, molded, and shaped, then hardened using polymers and resins. Finally, they were painted and displayed. And
were they space-age polymers?
Don't know. All I know is that this dude makes art out of toast. So, we don't want to talk to him. Which one of you wants to do the interview? Now, you have to keep it going for 5 minutes.
Now, you're
going to
have one person or two people?
Just one. Now, we can go either with a guy or with a girl.
I think I'd love to have a guy. I'm sorry. I know I don't want to discriminate, but, you know, it seems to me a guy would be a little goofier.
Okay, Mike, would you like California, Maryland, Virginia?
What part of California?
The part you don't like.
I think Virginia sounds good to me.
You got it. Peter.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
I knew I made a
pumpkin eater. Hi, Pete, listening on WJFK, right?
That's right, 106.7.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pete. WJFK FM, I might want to point out.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is this, Pete. Your name is going to be, for today's show, your name is going to be... Dick Charming.
I love it.
Dick Charming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like one of those Pat McGroin things. It's just say...
Not Phil McCracken?
No. Just Dick. Dick Charming.
Mm-hmm.
And you're filling in for the Don and Mike show. Your background is this guy's in New Zealand. He is the Toastman. And he makes art out of toast.
His name is Maurice Bennett.
Now, if you hold on just a moment, Rob's going to call him up.
And, Dick, when you get on the line with this guy, if you could perhaps just say at one point, thanks for joining us on The Charming Show.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike.
That's the only coaching I'll do. Rob, how are you?
Great. Is Buzz around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi,
Rob.
Actually, you might want to tell him you're Charming Dick.
John.
Charming Dick.
Charming Dick.
Hi, Rob. I'm calling. Do you hear that ring?
Oh, there's the ring. Now, Rob will get the guy's permission to go on the air.
Very good.
You tell him you're Charming Dick.
Will that be his standard name?
Yeah.
Charming Dick.
Charming Dick. or you could even, if you want to do some stuff, say my name is, you know, my given name is Dick Charming, but for the radio show, I'm Charming Dick.
Very good. That's perfect. Yeah, and when you explain that, he'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you keep this guy on for 5 minutes,
it's hard.
I'm looking for Maurice Bennett.
Here we go.
Bennett. Maurice Bennett. Hello? Hi, do you speak English?
Lisa set this thing up a week ago.
I'm looking for Maurice Bennett. Okay, thanks.
What are they looking for him?
I'm on hold.
Are they having a little googly funny, you know, timey kangaroo down, kiwi orange surprise?
There's some hobgoblin on my gribbage.
Yes, Mrs. Broyhill.
We just called the grocery store. Maurice Bennett owns a supermarket in New Zealand, which is decorated with his works of toast art all around. So, and he's got Bennett Beer, which is a very famous beer in New Zealand. So he's multi-purpose.
You don't have to sell this bit. Don't worry about it.
We're sold.
I was just wondering what Rob is hearing funny music, because that's what I was hearing when I was on hold.
Yeah.
It's a grocery store.
Did you get a computer answer and then you hit 2?
I stayed on hold for the next available something or other.
Yes.
How many days until your wedding?
11.
Are you having a bachelorette party?
I did.
You already did?
You did.
Yeah. I kept it a secret.
Did you have a...
If I wanted a stripper and I politely declined, saying I see plenty of D&B and TNA on the show, then it's just, you know, other than Charlie's, it's not enjoyable to me anymore.
How many times have I said
Isn't
that?
Isn't that cute?
Well, that'll knock the nog off your woodley.
I did almost get in a fight.
Really?
With another bride.
Why?
Why?
We were down on the dance floor dancing. I had this big, beautiful, elaborate hat that Kathy Didi, my mom, had made that had bride and groom and glasses on. It was really cute. And this girl with
Sounds classy.
A right.
I'll bring it in tomorrow, actually. It's really cute.
Please, please.
And this girl, all she had on was a cheap little veil, and she poured beer down on me. Over the edge, poured beer on me.
There. I hope you beat her over the head with your copy of Legally Blonde.
Charlie's Angels is the one I carry with me.
Where was your party? Where did you party at?
And we started at Dee Dee's house in Leesburg, and then we went to Black Orchid in Sterling, then Polyester's, and we danced all night. And my mom came.
Wonderful.
Isn't that cute?
Good for her. How many years has it been for her?
And she got laid?
No, you said, you know, you, never mind. You got him, Rob?
Okay, you know
what? I got it.
My mom came with me.
Oh, with you.
Yes.
Oh, now I
did that. See, I didn't get that.
Hey, diddle.
I was right there with you, darn.
Thanks, Buzz. Yeah, I can always count on Buzz.
I had that same thought.
For how long it's been?
Shocker.
Well, Rob, what's happening?
He's transferring the call to his office. He's got a really high voice.
Jesus, I was going to tell you, for being some dick who makes art out of toast, Lisa's had to work like a week to set up an interview time with this guy. Well, the good news is...
How you doing? Great.
The interview now only has to be 3 minutes long.
Thank you in a minute. His name is Dick Charming. Don and Mike are not in today. So he'll be speaking to Dick Charming. And hang on, when you hear the next voice, you'll be on American radio. Thank you for taking the time. Guys, right on.
All right, now let me see. Is Buzz going to give an intro?
Yeah, Dick Charming, are you still there?
Sure am.
All right, now after Buzz gives you your intro, you're on. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, you got to keep it rolling, going for 3 minutes.
Five.
Understood.
And
said five.
Well, Robin, look at the clock.
All right, just making sure.
All right, three, at least 3 minutes.
All right. Five.
Okay. Remember, now we're taking away from Buzz's news time. We
have
more than three. Here we go, and Buzz, I'll push the button on this the toast guy, and then give us the intro and go.
Welcome back to the Westwood One Radio Network's Dick Charming Show. And now, here's Dick.
Hey, thank you, Buzzy. I tell you what, guys, we're back here on the Dick Charming Show. My name is Dick Charming. I've got a little treat for you guys this afternoon. I've got a man by the name of Maurice Bennett on the line. And let me tell you something. Maurice makes art out of toast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Art out of toast. Maurice, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Dick. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Maurice? How's the weather down under?
The river's down under. It's a brilliant day. It's actually morning down here. We've got sunshine. We've got no wind. It's just perfect.
Fantastic. Have you got bit by an alligator lately, Marty?
I'm sorry?
What? Did you get bit by an alligator lately?
No, an alligator.
Yeah, an alligator. Ain't you got them?
Did you get bit by an alligator recently?
Alligators in New Zealand. That's Australia. We're New Zealand, remember? Kiwis and mountains.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we got a character on our hands today. Now, this guy makes art out of toast. Is that correct, Marty?
I'm the toast man.
You are the toast man. Well, I'll tell you what, there, toast man. I am the Charming Dick. My given name is Dick Charming, but I go by Charming Dick. I prefer the latter, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can understand.
Okay, then. Way to go, buddy. I'll tell you what. Now, what kind of toast are you using? Do you use the white toast, the wheat toast, the rye? Do you have a preference? What are you doing there, Marie?
Okay, my preference is always to use white toast.
However,
I've been told that if I ever wanted to do, because I do large portraits, large pictures that are sometimes 9 meters high in toast, but I always use white. But when somebody said to me, hey, look, you should do this guy, and this guy had a lot of acne on his, you know, that kind of rugged face. So I thought I might use a multigrain for that one.
Yeah, great story. I tell you what, you ever done George Bush?
I haven't considered doing George Bush, but I have considered...
Do you hate America?
I've considered doing a president. Somebody with a bit of stature. You know, I really like what Lincoln stood for and how he emancipated, the black community.
Great story. So you were in FHM magazine, is that correct?
Yes, I've been in Stuff magazine in the States.
Too. Wow. That's good stuff in
a
magazine, eh?
Yeah, I'm coming up on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. You've got to be kidding me. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a prime TV star on our hands on this show here. You don't get no shortchanges of Charming Dick. This ain't the Dynamite Show, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, Maurice, so when are you going to be on Ripley's?
I don't know. They filmed me.
I don't know either.
Henry
is
here.
It
must be coming up soon.
Oh, it must be coming up soon. Well, I tell you what, you let me know. I'll let all my fans here know. We'll all watch. I guarantee it. Now tell me, what's the last thing you made out of toast, Maurice?
I just made a gentleman called Michael Jackson, but not the
Michael Jackson.
No, not the Michael Jackson. You guys know. Another Michael Jackson. He's a famous beer critic. He's a
You are a cause.
That's all the time we have for the Dick Charming Show. Thanks for joining us, and tune in again next time for Dick Charming on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hold on, please, guest.
Hold on one second, Marty.
Hey, Dick Charming, hold on a second. I'm coming back to you because you're a big winner. Hold on a second. Wow. Rob, you want to do the post-interview with that?
See how it went, Rob.
See what he thinks.
Maurice! Yeah. How did it go?
Again, it was funny.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Best we've ever had.
Yeah, well, Dick is very enthusiastic and high energy, and I believe you're going to sell a lot of toast.
I'm sure he'll get a buy then.
Yeah, what's that? Oh, yeah, we'll put it on our website.
Okay. I'm just holding the phone down by his side. You know, we don't even hear this. This is like a, this is not when we're goofing
right.
around.
Right.
And I understand you make beer. Oh, that's no. terrific.
Real house.
Thanks for your time, and we'll keep you in the Rolodex.
Tell him thanks for being on the Dick Charming Show.
Thanks for being on the Dick Charming Show. We'll call soon. Bye, Ben.
Well, here he is, everybody. The big winner.
Pete, you kicked ass.
Pete, you did great.
Thanks, man.
Pete, you really did
that
great.
So funny.
Did I hate America?
And I like the phony laugh, too, with a
Where did he learn that?
Here you go, Pete.
Where did he get that from?
Pete, you won today's iPod, the record-breaking 3 million songs on Apple's iTunes Music Store. Check out what the hype is all about with your Apple iPod. But really, you are so great. Let me also give you a Game Freedom Pass. Go to Blockbuster and get unlimited game rentals for 30 consecutive days. No extended viewing fees. That's from Blockbuster. Plus, a pair of tickets to see Journey, REO, Speedwagon, and Styx. Wednesday, July 23rd at MCI Center. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster. Plus, the Lennox Lewis Prize Pack. Tune into HBO Saturday night at 10 to watch Lennox Lewis against a top-ranked contender, Vital
Insurance Vital
Klitschko.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Wow. Vital Klitschko. Only on HBO. Hey, Pete, you did great.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Don. Thanks, Mike.
You did really
great job, Pete.
Really great. Thank you, Dick Charming, everybody.
That was good. And who'd have thunk it? I mean, just off the phone line, bingo.
Yeah. Great. And God knows, you and I would have been bored out of our minds doing that interview, right?
It just goes to show you, when there's a choice, don't go with that Northern California call.
Come on, man. Although we could have had fun with them.
That's a little different, and that was a lot of fun.
It was. That takes some talent from our listeners.
Well, absolutely.
How about that? So today we managed to get a lot of stuff in that didn't have anything to do with syndication.
Absolutely.
Get your people happy now, huh?
There we are.
Look at that. Had a show. Had a pretty good show.
Great show.
Had a whole bunch of different stuff, and we're getting the news in plenty of time.
Yep.
So stop your bitching! Stop your bitching!
Quit it!
Quit your bitching! Be like Michael Hughes. Come in and say, hey, how are you?
Very good.
Is that a haircut?
And then with your back turned to him, you can say, I'm fine.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
sorry, buddy.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I can't help myself.
I know you can. He made it up.
It's the tapestry of you.
Buzz?
Yes.
Your lead story today. Wait, I already know.
The two children are dead.
No, how you can get a $500 tax refund. I was listening.
This is all going back earlier in the show. Really, no, what
the
is
the real story? Big name actor trashes restaurants.
Oh, yeah. All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
How are you doing? A professional.
I am a back turn to you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tastier than a bowl of scabs. The Don and Mike Show.
Zemir, he just leave.
I don't know where he is.
Oh, there he is. Hi, friend. We're back on the air.
Yes?
It's time for news and comment with our friend Guy Birdley. Buzz brought to you by Verimax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
It is doctor developed, clinically tested. Verimax works fast. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try and activate Verimax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX at 620. You mentioned tomorrow we're going to have another installment of the Harry Potter hotline.
Very good. I'm looking forward to that.
These kids are going nuts for that, for Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Googly... Woogly.
My
there it is.
Right. Honey and I are going out to eat tonight with some friends, and we're going down to the Palm restaurant down in D.C., and tomorrow we'll be offering an in-depth insight, into the similarities in the vocal qualities of noted restaurateur Tommy Giacomo and Simpsons character Mo.
How you doing there, Don?
Hey, U.F.ing guys. What are you at? U.F.ing guys.
I tell you right now, as a car, they can
tell you. U.F.ing guys. I know you want the blue cheese and the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
U.F.ing guys.
What's the matter with you?
Maybe tomorrow, Craig.
Maybe.
And Owen, I got a Joe segment for you.
Very good.
Lots of great stuff tomorrow, and we'll continue giving away the iPods tomorrow as well. And sometime this week, this is actually a great gift, the Handspring Trio 300 from T-Mobile. This is this baby that we're giving away. Hold on, this is not a commercial. What it is it's the PCS phone, it's the organizer, it's email, and it's the web, and it costs $500, and look how tiny it is.
That's great. So it's everything in one.
Yeah, it's. Oh. I mean, we very rarely get the stuff that's actually really cutting edge.
Right.
This is cutting edge,
mm-hmm.
And we'll give it away tomorrow. So tomorrow's show will be good too.
You got lots of great stuff to give away on this show.
Sure, and because of you, we'll be right back. We'll be right over whatever the maze is. Because of you, we've made a real effort here to give you more show and less bitching.
There you go.
So, what do you think about that?
I think that's terrific.
At least for a couple of days.
Well, it's not really our decision now, is it?
No, it's not.
That's true.
Well, we're getting close to... No, we're not going to talk about it.
No, not at all.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, hi, Buzz. You got any news about lawyers today?
Let me check here.
No, I'm kidding, Buzz.
You know, just because you have a domestic partner doesn't mean you're domesticated. At least that's the case with actor Russell Crowe. Reports say he and his rugby pals caused over $13,000 damage to a fancy hotel restaurant by playing football indoors.
There you go. Let me throw that over there.
It happens.
How's your...
My boogly?
Oh, man.
I got my wog caught in the gribbly.
It happened in Sydney, Australia, where the Gladiator star was treating the local rugby team to dinner. Crow and the boys also played cricket in the restaurant using a table leg.
Let's take the niblet out to the wog.
Used a table leg as a cricket bat, but the restaurant was willing to forgive and forget after Crow paid the $13,000 tab and left a $3,000 tip.
Yes, Russell?
He nodded while they got all gingly. I'm not coming back here again.
Crow's also recently riled some folks by implying that Americans are fat. Quoting him, they sure throw bigger underwear in America.
Yeah, they can tug on my snatch it. There we go. Cricket, anyone?
Is CBS the home of the best news money can buy?
When Iraqi War POW Jessica Lynch got back to the States, she got gifts from NBC's Katie Couric and ABC's Diane Sawyer, both of them hoping to land interviews.
She's got a thrush wicket in a goss wiggler.
Little trinkets they gave Jessica. But CBS had a lot more to offer being part of the corporate giant known as Viacom. Jessica was told she could be on Viacom-owned MTV. It was implied she could have a book deal with the Viacom-owned publisher Simon & Schuster.
Buzz, this would be more of that synergy, that infinergy that we talk about.
Infinergy
broadcasting.
It was implied that CBS Entertainment might have a movie deal to offer. Buying an interview is called checkbook journalism, and it's considered unethical. Quoting a network spokesman, CBS News does not pay for interviews.
Well, let me just say right now, hooray for CBS.
CBS.
They're the greatest. They are CBS. They've got MTV and it's Viacom.
And we are panicking.
And don't forget, tonight it's Judging Amy. CBS. The network. Of Tiffany.
Give me a second. Let me look at the paper real fast here.
Tonight, Jag, the Guardian, and Judge Amy. Is it any wonder? Oh, wow.
You're going to need a bowl for that.
Someone get a bucket. Here we go.
Oh.
My God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
Size of a rugby
ball.
Oh, my God.
Ruined them.
Rob, remind me to write another card tomorrow.
Sorry. No, I saved your plug in the...
Oh, no, you didn't.
Right in.
Oh, is it dried on?
Look at that. Untouched by my...
By your saliva, it's safe.
CBS.
My plug got a plug on it.
Oh, no, the road.
The worst lineup on TV.
Hooray
for CBS.
Bill Clinton is not shy about his wife's new book, which includes stuff about Monica Lewinsky.
Clinton.
The former president was at a book signing party with the former first lady yesterday. The crowd in New York was so big he helped by signing some of the books himself. The publisher started with 1 million copies. 600,000 of those were sold in the first week. The publisher just ordered another 500,000, so as you may have gathered, they're selling well. In the book, Hillary praises her husband's hands. At the book signing yesterday, the
publisher... He has big ham hands.
Thank you, Hillary.
He has big turkey feet. Now, hold on. When they say in shallow how, I know what he said. Hey, banana hands. That scene is not ham, it's banana.
I like my big banana hands. Don't you like my fingers? Aren't they huge?
At the book signing, the former president was quoted as saying, people keep asking to see my hands.
Man, I show them, too. And I put them places.
See them or sniff them.
I was watching her on a combination of shows. Leno, Letterman, Montel.
Mike Douglas.
He's the only white man ever made me moist.
Mike Douglas.
I'm watching her on both those, on Jay Leno and right. David Letterman. And what's funny is neither one of them... wants to address the issue, and I can't blame them because she's sitting right there, giving them that evil eye.
Yeah.
But, you know, for months and months and months, both of those guys have just made their hay every night about Bill and Monica and this dumb book.
And there's a chance.
Then she sits down, and the closest either one of them came was Letterman said... Do you mind that I've been telling all these jokes about your husband?
I love it when Letterman does that.
And she said, I wasn't aware that you were telling jokes.
Oh, wait a minute. She's pretty shrewd that way, too. Throwing it right back at him. What did he say when she said that?
He said, well, then, you know, something like, well, you're like the rest of America. You're not watching the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
He laughed it off.
Yeah, very smooth segue.
But,
yeah.
You know, and listen, really, I'm not a Hillary hater.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said before, I do her.
At one time.
You know, given a choice of her or someone else in the political limelight, like Bush's wife, I'd do Hillary first.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I think, I do her because I think she'd be really, really...
Receptive?
Needy sexually. You know, that you, if you did anything.
Right.
If you just went down there a little bit, just like with your pinky a little bit, she'd go out of her mind.
But, good theory. But I don't know if you, I think you've given that take on that.
But somebody has to clean her up, though. I mean, like when she's on Letterman,
mm-hmm.
you know, listen, you don't want to wear earth colors to begin with.
No.
When you're going on the Letterman show. And she's got, first of all, she's got legs like Popeye's arms. She's got elephantitis legs.
Right.
And she had on a dirt brown pantsuit.
Presidential, though?
No, just
see, because I think
Walmart-y.
But she can't wear anything provocative because she's doing the whole national politics.
Yeah. She didn't have to be provocative, but she could be
a tank top.
She could be hot, I mean, and I know hot is relative because mm-hmm. I don't think you could douse her in gasoline and set her on fire and she'd be hot.
Right, right,
but.
But you're thinking about it when you see her.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about fixing her up, painting her up, making her a little more tardy.
But you need to give her some credit looking where she came from. You saw the pictures in her book when she was wearing neck scarves and big Elton John glasses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she has been. But, I mean, she's also had, I mean, when she was in the White House, all that free cosmetic work.
Can you imagine, though, if you got her alone, just when I need, and you brought her in, you said, I'm going to treat you like Bubba hasn't treated you. Since he was the governor of Arkansas.
The more I hear you talk about this, the more I think you got something going on for Hillary.
Well, no, I'm just saying she's needy in
you
that
like,
way.
And you like that, don't you, in a woman. You like needy.
Oh, do I? Yeah. Love it.
She's your second favorite Hillary, isn't she?
Who's my first favorite?
Harold Hillary Howard.
Rob, I don't have sex with boys. You know that.
I know.
Hillary Howard is a boy. You know that. She's more of a boy than Sue Palka is a man.
Oh, Hillary Howard.
Can you imagine, though, on Channel 9, you get Hillary Clinton in bed, and she's laying there, and you go over, and you just, you're like, little spit on your hands, and you rub your hands again, and you go, oh, baby. And you don't even have to do anything with her. You just put your hands like where you think that they might go. Yeah. I'm telling you, butter.
Over the top.
Right there. She'd melt right in the sheets.
She'd be yours totally?
She'd melt in the sheets. Hmm. And I have news for you. I bet she'd give one hell of a BJ. One hell of a BJ.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's probably, there's got to be that connection there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That back in the day maybe he did, but I'm telling you, it's been an awful long time since she's had some man meat around her.
Or do you know that?
Well, unless, you know, that who's that dude, Vince Foster? You know, that was the story that she was doing him.
You never know, too. I mean, the spotlight's always on him. You know, until this book tour, she was kind of out of the spotlight. Yeah. So you never really know.
I don't know. I just think that she'd be very, very open to a man making an advance towards her. She was
tell you that I think you are just about as turned on as I've ever seen.
She would be like, you know, this weekend. No, not now. Later. No, I'm all sandy.
Kind of reacting like Joe Besser would.
Don't
touch me.
Touch me. You know, she finally mounts me, and it was Father's Day. So she said, slow down.
I said, that's when you said it's your day. It'll go as fast as you want to.
My day.
And didn't you raise your arms up in the air?
I'm raising, yes.
Victory.
Yeah. Done.
Winner.
I made love to you. Yeah, I make love to Hillary, too. I bet she'd be so... Even with a guy like me, I'm no good in bed. I'm telling you, I am no good in bed. I'm great for me. I'm not good for the good.
I'm not a Hillary hater either, but you dance to your own drummer there.
Hello, Don Mike.
No.
Hey, Don Mike, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I want to ask you this, man. Why do you think Bill's cheating if Hillary's that good in bed?
Listen, I don't think that's my whole point. She's not. And I don't think she's had a man around her for such a long time that you would have to put in a minimum effort.
Well, and he's what he is. I mean, you know, he's got the wandering eye. It has nothing really to do with her. And she'd probably be hot.
This is true.
You know, and he'd still be doing that because that's what people like that do.
Yeah, but secondly, look at Chelsea and look at Bush's daughters, man. Who would you do there?
Chelsea or who?
Or Bush's daughters.
Bush's daughters.
Listen, of course you do Bush's daughters.
I mean, she's always like, oh, you look hot tonight. Can you take off those pants?
Have you seen Chelsea, though? Chelsea's not, I mean, I'll tell you.
But Chelsea is on the upward curve.
That's what I'm saying. She's not like
every year that goes by, she doesn't get worse looking, she gets better looking.
She's not like Jimmy Carter's daughter.
Yeah, but she's got the makeup artist with her, too, you know?
Well, Jimmy Carter. All right, calm down. Amy Carter, I mean, looked like she really, I mean, she didn't have the goods to start with, but she looked like she cultivated an ugly look.
She was just
ugly. With those glasses, and then she, the guy she married, they had a wedding picture of her.
The thing about Amy Carter is you could look, but you better not touch.
Really, that close, huh?
I mean, man, she might have just dodged a bullet.
Well, Buzz, yes. Would you be the tiebreaker here?
Okay.
Would you do Hillary?
I think I would. I lean toward yes.
Yeah.
Just something, I don't know what it is.
Well, she's in an exclusive club now.
Oh, dear. You mean she's in the club with, what's that Sean Connery movie? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yeah, there you are.
Yes, that's right. She's in our club, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Should do us. Yeah. You know that Sean Connery, that movie, I'm way off topic here. Have you seen the ads for The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I told you, I read an article with Sean Connery.
I've got my eye on you, Trebek.
This thing cracked me up. Sean Connery, here was the quote. He said, I was offered The Matrix, and I didn't understand it, so I turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered
something. There's another blockbuster.
Some other gigantic, over-the-top, spectacular movie that he didn't understand. Oh, I know. It was Star Wars something. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I was offered Lord of the Rings, and I turned it down. And I was offered this other one, Matrix, and I turned it down because I didn't understand it. I finally accepted The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I don't know anything about this movie.
I mean, you gotta like that about Sean Connery.
Yeah, really, when you look at The Matrix and you go, and I've seen both movies, you really can understand why he didn't understand the script.
Right. The fact is, he's old. Don and Mike, very quickly, we have to get these in so Buzz can do more news.
Radio guys.
Hi.
Radio guys.
Hi.
How do you think Hillary would suck it?
He was trying something.
No, it sucked me.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
You don't use other words after that.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You know why Hillary doesn't have men? She likes women. I have a friend who's with Clinton security detail. He has a girl.
Right. We always get these calls. Because you're piped into some guy who's in the Secret Service.
I read a good article about Hillary in the Newsweek. She's damned if she does, and she's damned.
Right.
She talks about Monica. She's labeled laying her laundry out there. If she doesn't, people are saying, hey, you know, she's depriving us of this. I mean,
I'm not a Hillary supporter. I'm not a Hillary basher. I'm just telling you.
You definitely, she's lightning rod, though. You get on that subject, people love to hate her.
Yeah, they do.
I'd have sex with her.
Yeah, and obviously you don't hate her.
Penetration. I mean, all the way.
Wow.
Really?
You're turned on by her.
Yeah.
He nods his head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay.
I think she's probably got nice jugs.
I bet somehow, in a little way, and this is not right.
You're talking
about my mom or something.
No. You know? She's only, like, what, 50, something like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Probably not veiny.
Nice face, nice smile.
You know? They definitely haven't been nursed on for a long time.
You don't know that. You don't know that. That's the same as the guy saying she likes women. Nobody knows for sure.
Well, I don't know.
Listen. You know, there's probably a gardener or cabana boy somewhere, and it's the big secret.
Probably agree on this. I bet she does eat a gardener down there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
probably.
I bet she'd really let herself go down there and pee you.
Well, what are you doing?
You're swimming the other way.
No, I'm not. What are you doing here?
I still do it, though.
Okay.
Right. Here's what I do. I get in there. Hillary, let me clean you up a little bit.
You can help her out.
You're pandering to the Hillary haters is what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, George W., what you're doing.
Because in actuality, listen to me.
You're pandering to the Hillary haters.
I'd have sex with her.
That's just to make me feel better.
We'll be right back.
What?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
6:38. Hey, Mike?
Yes, Don?
Now, we're past Father's Day.
Yes.
So I guess we're back to talking about moms again.
Okay.
Or anybody, you know.
But really, why don't you give your mother a very, very nice erotic pajama grab?
Give anybody an erotic pajamagram,
especially mom.
Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's an executive in the company you work for. If you're looking for a birthday anniversary or a gift just to cheer someone up, do what I'm going to do for a guy named Michael Hughes or Hillary Clinton. Send he or she an erotic pajamagram.
Just visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and your friend will receive all sorts of wonderful, wonderful, frilly, lacy, good-smelling things.
Made from premium fabrics like Egyptian cotton. For those hot, erotic summer nights, and you've got more cash in your khaki pants, call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Don and Mike sent you.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
World champion Lucy Juicers, Don and Mike.
And now here is Buzz. You mocking my tunage,
Robin? No, Robin and I actually dance the same way to this song, and we love it.
Hi there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. What's a bigger honor than being elected governor? Well, to Jesse Ventura, maybe it's this.
What?
He's been invited to this year's induction ceremony at the International Wrestling Institute and Museum.
Oh, bull-ish.
No, they want to give you the Frank Gotch Award.
They ought to give me the award for being the best thing that ever happened to wrestling.
Well, they kind of are.
Bastards.
Would you have sex with Hillary?
In a second. God, it would be great. As long as there weren't veiny nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Like you were talking about before.
I think they're pretty vein-free.
I sure hope so. I won. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, I won. You're on today, Flat Top.
You're getting the Frank Gotch Award. Frank.
Oh, boy.
Was considered to be the first great pro wrestling champ, winning that title in 1908.
Hey, you won.
I won. Oh, boy. Jesus, I'm happy.
Quoting museum officials, we give the award to a person we think brings honor to the sport of professional wrestling.
Goddamn right.
Jesse has definitely brought honor through his efforts in the political arena and through the incredible impact he's had on every major talk show in America.
Honor. You know what that means.
What does that mean?
Getting honor, staying honor.
Hey, this ought to be a good movie, he said with just a hint of sarcasm. Kelly and Justin from American Idol in a movie that's a throwback to the beach movies of the early 1960s.
Crap.
It opens Friday, and it may not be around long.
Hold on, I got a review of that. Hold on, Buzz.
Really? Because they haven't had any screenings yet.
Don got an advance copy.
Somebody has seen it, apparently.
I've got a review. Give me a second. While I need just a second to get this.
Yeah.
Do let me mention, totally off topic, but yeah. I want to get this on during the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Montgomery County and Fairfax County firefighters are having a benefit hockey game June 22 at the Ashburn Ice House near Redskins Park. Ticket and donation proceeds will benefit Captain Will Seng. He was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Ooh.
Tickets will be sold at the door. There will be Washington Caps alumni players on both teams. And if you need information, call us here at WJFK. Really, it's
right.
True. I mean, not like one of those dumb slogans.
A good cause.
So I wanted to work that in. I'm sorry to get serious for a second.
All right.
But we had a moment. Anyway, so you're saying need the setup again.
Well, the movie.
The Kelly Justin movie.
Friday, and it probably won't be around long.
Right, no. Saw it.
Yeah?
Saw it.
Right. Do you have a review?
Here's the review.
It's... Probably you'll be hearing a lot of that. It's not a good sign that Fox has refused to let most movie reviewers get an advanced screening.
I got to see it.
I think anyone can look in their local paper and see that Don Geronimo gives it 4 chunks.
And this, incidentally, is also now very similar now.
Uh-huh.
When Hillary takes down her underpants...
Stop.
It's a doer.
Stop.
See, what I'm not mentioning is while she takes down her underpants, we're watching the movie that has the two kids from American Idol.
Yes, sir. What are we going to have for dinner tonight?
Chunky soup, Mike.
There you go. Also, not, it doesn't bode well for the movie that Fox angered theater owners with its plans to release the movie on video very soon after its theatrical release.
Critics agree.
The acting should be good, he said with another hint of sarcasm. Quoting Kelly, we picked it up pretty fast because we didn't have time not to. They play characters named Justin and Kelly.
Roger Ebert said...
Gene Siskel says...
Hold on, you set up...
Oh, that's no, silence. Yeah, just quiet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You okay. Get jokes. Just let
I
me out.
Jokes.
Finally, there's a burning sensation, and then there's a burning sensation. Dateline, New Delhi, India. Doctors say a 13-year-old boy there checked into the hospital complaining of pain when he urinates. They say he's been urinating winged beetles after they hatched inside his body.
Oh, God.
This one's John. This one's Ringo.
Oh, God. The doctors say they're trying to kill the rest of the eggs before they hatch.
Jesus, God, you love that.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God. Sleep well. Look how happy he is.
I am really, that is gross.
Gotta go, everybody. Have a great night at 6:54. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Rusty.
Man, a lot of winged beetles in here.
Suck.
Off.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
you know,
be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has a pleasure to have as nice as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
I get it right one of these days.
I like playing word association every night.
Hi. You have you to know? Come back in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah.
There we are. Hi, everyone. Hi. Yeah, it's great to be back.
I've effed that up like 5 days in a row now, and I'm sorry. I'm used to you saying BM and like either somebody.
Right.
All right. And then you say that word, and I say, it's like the first word that comes to mind.
Comes to mind, right.
Okay, so. I did lumber, but I don't. Okay.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.